Milliamp says, did you figure out who got three strikes?
Hmm?
I think that question's for Turdat.
No, I didn't. I couldn't listen back. I figured I fell asleep.
I don't like listening back either.
And I can't listen to that one.
You, out of a sound sleep, just suddenly announced three strikes. But we didn't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. We didn't know who it was. You didn't do anything bad. It was fine.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
You're just snoring, and then it's like, three strikes! What? Pretty good.
It was the holidays.
Saturday, December 30th, 2017. It's 10:14 p.m. This is show number 417. This is the Vent Chat Show. Hey, everybody. Milliamp set in our intros this week, so here we go.
In 2018, this host is going to be starting a new side business. It's a space exploration company. VentChat Space Enterprises. Making gravity our bitch. It's Esta.
Hello, everybody.
Let's see.
In 2018, this host is also starting his own side business. He's going to be the 90% side of a 90-10 partnership making user-customizable sex butts. Ain't no ass like a VentChat ass. You can find them at buttsbuttsbuttsbuttsbuttsbuttsbutts.com. It's Finn.
Buttsbuttsbuttsbuttsbuttsbuttsbutts.com. Hello, everyone.
And last, among the active hosts, but certainly not oldest, this host will also be beginning a new venture in the new year. It's going to be his own brand of vodka. Nap vodka. Nap vodka. Because who wants to stay awake all goddamn day? It's Turdhead.
That's could be true. I mean, it's true. Who wants to stay awake?
I like that
time
one.
Travel.
That was the best one so far, yeah. Nap vodka. When you need to take a nap. He did sauce too. Here we go.
And because I'm nostalgic and I like to continue taking cheap shots, this former host, who didn't even have the dedication or responsibility to continue a podcast for fuck's sake, where you sit around, get drunk and bullshit with friends, is also going to be starting a side business in the new year. He's going to be the 10% to Finn's 90. And every one of Finn's sex butts is going to have a custom, one-of-a-kind VentChat tramp stamp designed by this host. Because there's nobody better to design a bunch of tramp stamps than a giant douchebag. It's sauce.
We'll have to fill him in on that. Listen, if I could make that a full-time job and work out of my house, I'd probably do it. Customized sex butts? Who cares? If I can stay home. I don't have to drive. Anyway, welcome everybody. Thank you to everyone that supports us using our Amazon link, Patreon, or Twitch. You can use your Twitch Prime subscription or your, you know, toss us bits or just subscribe and do all the things of this nature. And Turd Hat doesn't want to say anything? No? Fair enough.
What happened this week? 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 Did Turd have piss into a canteen? Did Esther shave his sweet face clean? Did Sauce chop a lady in the vagine? Let's talk about what happened this week.
No, I was just starting to ask you how you were listening this week, but I realized we don't do that anymore. How can
That's
you do
true.
That?
That's true. Can't do that. Napvodka.com.
I like that. That was the best one.
Nap.
Nap vodka. Tastes like an alligator's head. Or what was that thing you put in there? You were putting in something.
I did put an alligator head in there.
When you made some vodka one time? A skull?
Goat. 6 goat teeth. it was devil related.
Yeah, just a little flavor, a little something.
I went to the top of Mount Diablo and I tried to catch a dragonfly, a live one, to put right in there. I was going to kill it and put it in the juice, but I couldn't catch the fucking thing. I was jumping around. I had a homemade net made with a plastic bag. There's dragonflies all over the place, and they see me running around trying to catch one. Finally, I was like, fuck it. I just picked a rock off the ground. I'm like, I'm going to take this rock from the top of Devil Mountain. Put it in there. 6 goat teeth and an alligator head. And I thought, that's enough to make it pretty magical. If there's going to be magic coming out of it.
Right. Drink it and gain powers. Things like that.
You know, it's every gimmick. It's a gimmick. It's just like magnetic bracelets or whatever, you know.
Those... I can't believe are even legal to sell people.
Yeah.
Those drive me crazy. It's like golfers. Yeah. Golfers will believe anything, I think I've found out. If it,
well, like, athletes.
Yeah, athletes in general, too. But mainly golfers.
They're pretty superstitious.
If you can come up with anything that someone that's a good golfer will sell on TV and say that it'll help your game, they'll buy it. Like a fucking, you know... I saw one I remember was a golf stick that, like, was 4 pieces of a golf stick connected with string together. And if you swung just so, it all held together. But if you were a little wobbly, like, it kind of fell apart. You know, like a cane, like a blind guy would have. You know how they're separated into 4 pieces? It was like that, except it had a golf club on the end. And this guy was selling that years ago. And they do sell those bracelets. The magnetic power bracelet. Guaranteed to take swings off of your... Blah, 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 blah.
Remember that toy? It was like, you hold it in your hand, and it's a, maybe it's a llama, and you push on it, and the llama's joints all die, and he falls flat.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was like this golf club thing. Alternator's in the chat room and says, oh man, I knew a guy who made millions off of a putter. Yeah. I mean, it's all...
The Alternator is a known liar.
He used to sell Britney Spears fake nudes on CD on eBay. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you got to watch ever. Watch ever. Let's go.
My favorite story of maybe of anyone ever. And he got a cease and desist letter, which he didn't keep, from Britney Spears people. Like, framed in my house. I'd want that. Good night, Rob. He says not a lie. Well, I think he means the Britney Spears thing. Or maybe the putter. I don't know. Who knows? But.
The problem with lying is you never know once you start lying.
Which one's a lie and which one's the truth?
There's that wolf story. Remember that when you were a kid?
The boy who cried wolf. Is that
Yeah, name? That one. That's a good one.
And then. You keep saying there's wolves when there aren't, and then finally there really are wolves, and no one comes when he says there's wolves, because everyone, you're full of shit.
Because no one believes you.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to, you know, and that's why lying is bad, and you will never catch me in a lie. Because there's no, life's too short for that shit.
Just going through the chat room here. Anyway. So don't fall for the fucking golf, whatever. That's where I see it the most. It's everywhere. I mean, but god damn it. Metal bracelet is gonna get the fuck out of here. He says, I didn't cheat at the game. The Leviathan from 5 years ago, yes, I did the first time in the show. It was a mistake. So he just admitted to cheating 5 years ago.
No, he already admitted that. But he cheated again recently. He just did something else.
Well, yeah, that's one he says he didn't cheat.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time, Alternator. You are who you are. You're all right, guy. But yeah, you got a thing you picked up on and you never got out of it.
Milliamp says, Alternator, I'll give you $500 for a PDF of a real cease and desist letter, but you have to mail it to me on a Sony memory stick. Anyway. All right. What's going on in there? I think the Britney Spears thing is true just because who makes up that story?
Yeah.
Like, how would that? I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. Anyway, I wanted to start off sort of since I already started, but Death Dance and Autumn are pregnant. So I want to congratulate them. They're having a baby.
Congrats.
Congratulations, yeah. I suppose. How many kids is that? Is Death Dance in there?
I don't think he's in there.
Is it three or is it?
He was in there earlier.
If he can pop in. But yeah, they're having one, and Martha Pye and Ant are having one. Probably pretty close together.
Well, what Martha happened, Pye and Ant, that's their first one.
What happened 3 months ago? That's what we need to figure out. What was 3 months ago? Because it's roughly 3 months when you mentioned
September. That was Vinchette. Fucking right? October Festa.
Right. I mean, maybe they weren't there, but maybe they, we didn't. We didn't do a show that week, and so what else are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
They saw pictures of us partying, and they started boning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your third kid, Death Dance? And what was the last one you had? How long ago?
37 years ago, he says. No.
What?
I'm just kidding. I don't know how long. So it'll be their third. Meow says, that's a lot of reproduction.
Third is whatever.
Third's old hat. I mean, that's,
Where's your income, too? You're at school. What the fuck? Why are you throwing them through the gate?
Pulling the goalie?
Yeah, what? You need another kid right now? You haven't even got your career started. I don't know. I'm not trying to yell at you. Congratulations. But fuck. I want people to think, meow, keep your legs closed. All right? Alternator, don't go knocking some chick up. Another one. I know you got some knocked up over there. EGO, your wife is a saint. I would never say anything negative about your wife. Or say anything sexual towards her or directed at her.
Destin says we have a 16-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a newborn.
Jesus H. Christ, bro.
Or, you know.
Quit the... aged.
There's a gap. They're not even going to know each other. I'm serious. They're not in the school. They won't be in school together.
No.
This kid will be 20 when the other one's 10. And like, well.
He's got babysitters built in, bro. It's not the worst I've ever heard.
Yeah. Okay. If you're assuming they're living at home.
Well, I'm just saying, you can call them up. I mean, they're 16 and 10. They're mowing lawns and fucking doing chores and shit. Take care of this baby.
Plus, what's your wife's age? You get this age, when she gets a certain age, the chance of something weird, and I'm not saying that. I've thought, you don't think I thought once in a while, like earlier, like, oh, let's throw another one down there. But as soon as they get to 35, the chance of a thing goes up like double of having like whatever, Rocky Romano or whatever the fucking, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's not ideal.
Let's just maybe table that discussion.
Okay. Okay.
She's 36. You're right, it's too late for that. She's 36, he said.
Okay. So you're like Herbie Hancock.
It's a new adventure.
You're flying in the danger zone. Or what I fucking, what is his name?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
Herbie Hancock flying into the danger zone?
Danger zone.
I want to know. No, it's so a joke badly.
From Arrow. It's from Arrow. He says, I'm like, what's his name? I'm in the danger zone. Who sings Danger Zone?
Oh.
Dive into the danger zone.
I know, I know. It's not Herbie Hancock.
It's Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins. He's like, yeah, I'm not Kenny Loggins. I'm in the danger zone. I don't know why Herbie Hancock.
Corky Romano is a movie. Isn't that a movie? It's not.
Yeah,
SNL.
Oblada.
Script.
That's not movie. Corky Romano. That's Corky from Life Goes On.
Life goes on.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like you just grabbed my head and shook it real hard. So many mistakes in there. Corky Romano is like what's that guy's name from SNL? The guy that played the monkey on SNL eating the apple.
Yeah.
Ah, it doesn't matter. Sweet Jesus.
It's a strange looking dude.
Anyway, congratulations, Destin Autumn.
Congrats.
God damn it.
How's that, Jess, man, for negativity? You like that? Little asshole.
I don't know.
Chris Kattan, he says.
Chris Kattan, that's what we're looking for. Thank you.
There you go.
I think that guy's got like a show on Netflix now. Basically, if you want to have a show on Netflix, you can just have one. They've just decided everyone gets money. I did watch that Will Smith movie. Have you guys watched that?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
What did you think?
I thought it was entertaining. It wasn't like the best thing I've ever seen, but
Turned out, did you see it?
No, but I'm not. You can ruin whatever. I don't care.
Oh, I'm not going to ruin anything. I'm with Esta. I
thought it would work as a series, though, instead of a one-off.
Is it like Alien Nation?
Sort of, except instead of there being aliens, it's all fantasy creatures like orcs and, you know, fucking centaurs and elves and whatever that live in your society. You know what I mean?
Identical.
Yeah. Except that there's more than one race, I guess. You know? Like
that's
orcs.
Dope as fuck.
Orcs are kind of like the more downtrodden race. Elves are all like they have their own section of the city. They're like high class kind of. And it goes on, you know, and then on and on and on. So
did see centaurs in there?
Yeah, there were centaurs in there. I missed it, but I guess I wasn't paying that close attention. But apparently there was a dragon in there somewhere, too, in the background. And there was fairies that are more like annoyances, I guess.
Yeah, like pests.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they're flying squirrels almost, like they're eating out of bird feeders and shit. Hitting them with
worms. Like in Labyrinth, when he's squirting them with the fucking thing.
Yeah, they aren't intelligent. They don't like talk or anything. They just kind of cruise around and, you know. But it was entertaining. I mean, I'm already paying for Netflix, so fucking give me more shit to watch.
Trying to guess what the protagonist is.
Well, it's Will Smith.
Antagonist or whatever. Antagonist. The
Crow.
The bad guy. Who's the bad guy? Oh. Is there a drug? Is there a
no? It's not guy? Alienation. It's not Alienation.
Okay. Is there a fucking?
I don't want to. I don't want. It's new, so I don't want to tell the whole plot.
One's running a slavery.
No.
Okay.
That you're reading out all the plots for Alienation type shit, but it's. I mean, but yeah, there's some of that in there. It's not the same story though. I found it entertaining. I mean, it's not a 10, you know, but I get it from Netflix and I already have it. So, There's nothing I wanted to watch. God damn, was there just Christmas? I mean, I'm okay with some Christmas stuff, but so much. And I went to my aunt's place, took the dog. First trip I've taken the dog on. Went with my mom. And he was great, dude. I have a crate that he came with, which I never really put him in because the lady I got him from said, like, she used to put him in there when he was bad, quote unquote, which I didn't really understand what that meant. But I brought that crate in the house, and he was like, oh, my crate. And he went right in it and just laid down. Like, this is my spot I'm supposed to be in. And I was like, okay. So we threw that in the car because I didn't know, like, quite what the hotel situation was. And he jumped right in there. No problems. No problems in the hotel. Made it through the night. Didn't need to get out. Didn't want to get out. Was, you know, saved it up for the morning. Took him outside. Huge potty. You know, no issues. So that was great. So that, I don't know what else you want me to tell you about the dog. He got Christmas presents from my aunt, which was kind of fun. Hung out at her house. And, dog update. Whatever you want. Anything, I don't know if there's anything else to tell you, but he did great. My aunt loved him, wanted to keep him. That's about it. How was your Christmas? What'd you do? You guys are just dead silent while I'm saying this stuff, so I don't know what the fuck to say. I mean, how was your guys' Christmas?
Go ahead, Esther.
Good overall. Can't complain. Nothing too exciting going on.
Ditto.
No crazy stories. No, I was with two ladies, my aunt, and my mom, and that was it. And, you know, it was nice. I mean, I don't like to complain because I was a guest. You know what I mean? But after, you know, a night going back to my hotel, I did this.
Thank God. Yikes. That was a rough.
I will tell you this. I love my aunt, and she made a whole dinner, you know, turkey, all the shit. It was great. But she kind of has like an agenda of what she thinks we're going to do or we're supposed to do. And she wants to do it. And we were ready to bounce. And she had us already sit through like a movie from like 1939. That was some obscure Christmas movie. She's like, I recorded it. We could sit down and watch it. And we're like, well, and we sat down and watched that. And I was like, oh God, looking at my beer, just like, thank God you're here with me, beer. And, we came out cause we were there for two nights. So we came over the next night and, she had a whole thing, you know, she had it all planned. She had another movie that I hadn't heard of, neither my mom. And she had a new game she wanted to play. Like, you know, one of those everyone's involved games, like where you pull a card out and then you're supposed to, I don't know what. Anyway, it's like 9 o'clock and she's like, so I'll put the movie on. And my mom, thank God, she's like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to make it through the movie. And so she's like, oh, okay. And she's like pulling out the game. And my mom's like, I'm really tired. And my aunt hears all this. And my mom's even like starting to lay down on the couch, like, not put her feet up, but just sort of like tilt to one side and go down. Uh-huh. And my mom's kind of like, yeah, I don't think we're going to make it through that game. And my aunt's just kind of silently opening the box, like taking the cellophane off of the box and opening it. And she's like, how do we play this? And I was like, I don't think we're going to make it. I think we should, you know, we're staying at a hotel. I'm like, I think we should go back to the hotel. And she was like suddenly kind of all disappointed. You know, it was like 9:30 maybe at night. On the second night, you know, which isn't crazy late, but it's like, hey, I mean, turned out you would have not made it. I can tell you that much.
Well, I would have had a conversation with her.
It's hard because she's, was that fart police?
No. And I would, it's not hard. It's hard to not have a conversation.
I know where you're coming from.
It's easy to go, hey, your expectations are what's causing this disappointment. And we need to talk about what's really going to happen here. And, you know, we're tired. We want to go home. We don't play a stupid game. And that movie sucked.
It's hard when it's the host, you know? And she made like a fucking 6-course meal or whatever. So I'm trying to be gentle. And she's been real good to me my entire life. And I do love her. She's a great person. I mean, but we subtly were kind of, and then we more forcefully, and then finally we just bounced. So we got out of there. But, you know, it's a thing. It's the first time we've ever really run into it because usually there's a lot of other family around. And there was some illness in the family, and there's a bunch of family that didn't come. So we kind of went down there just because it's like, well, she was going to be alone, and we were probably going to be alone too. So let's just do it, you know. So we just dealt with it. And I didn't want to have a whole blowout over that. But yeah, by night two, it's like, let's just get back to the fucking hotel was fantastic. I stayed at La Quinta, which is, you know, I needed a pet friendly hotel, like one you can have a dog in. And that dog, I'll tell you, saved my ass because their policy is you can't leave the dog in the room by itself ever. So you have to be with the dog all the time. And so my aunt wanted to also go to the movies to go see a movie, I can't remember which, that I had no interest in. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds great, but I don't want to leave the dog in the car for that long. And I can't leave him in the house. I mean, I can't leave him in the hotel. So I'll take the dog and you guys go to the movie. And she's like, oh, that's too bad. Okay. So he got my ass out of that, which was nice. And I'm sitting in the fucking hotel watching, you know, HBO and shit. But that hotel was actually the nicest La Quinta I'd ever been in. I've been in a few of them. I mean, we had a half-size refrigerator, you know? Like, not the little dorm room size one, but, like, actually a pretty good size one. Microwave, Keurig machine, couch with a day bed, and fucking, you know, good TV and whatever. I was like, ooh. Because usually pet-friendly hotels, you take what you get, you know. Whatever you get, you take it. Huh. So I was pretty pleased about that. I was happy to spend some time in the hotel alone. And free breakfast too. Like real breakfast, like bacon, eggs, all the shit. I'm like, yes. So that was my Christmas.
Nice.
Anyway. Take a See was last episode. It was.
Yeah, someone else told me that. And I was like, I don't know.
You blacked out for Take a See?
Yeah.
That was a colloquial term for, you know, rub one out. Or
how does that
masturbate?
How does that equal each other?
I'm trying to remember. It was something with Meowth. How did it happen?
It was a typo from Meowth.
Yeah. She typoed something and said, take a C. And it was...
I'm not sure what she was trying to
put. Yeah. We almost named the show Take a C. But it was pre-show. It was pre-show.
Oh, pre-show.
Yeah. You were awake for it.
Well,
I can't remember how she typoed take a C. Oh, take care of, I think. Is that it? Okay. That's what Milliam says. That makes sense. Anyway.
Take care of.
Take a C. We were all talking about, yeah, you're like, you were saying, like, I took a C earlier today. That was pretty good. I'm going to get to all this, but let me tell you what I got. First of all, phone calls, emails, I got X-Not Malcolm reporting in about, and I haven't listened to it, about his Secret Santa gift, which was that electric sex device.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. And I, you know, I'm as curious as you are. We'll get to that. I got an angry tough guy on Delta Airlines that calls everybody all kinds of names, calls a woman a whore, all kinds of stuff. I've got the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits for the year of 2017 of what people put up their butts. I've got a brand new drug that I've never heard of. I've got audio of a guy on that. I got audio of a guy that brings his side chick's baby to his other girlfriend's house and tells her he adopted it for Christmas to give to her. And she's losing her shit on that. And then I got a guy from Florida who calls 911 because he got a batch of clams that he wasn't happy with. And he's calling 911 to tell the clams. And, I also have this.
It reminds me of Schminger. Where he's like, hey, these clams.
We went out to dinner with him in Berkeley. And he ordered appetizers. And the appetizers showed up with the entree. And so he's like, watch, I'm going to get these for free. And then he called over the boss. Not the waiter, but like the manager. After we ate. And he's like, I don't know how y'all do things here in California. But where I'm from, Louisville, Kentucky, all appetizers are served before the main course. And the guy was like, I'm so sorry, sir. I will take them off of your bill. And he like gave me a look like, that's right. That's badass. But before I do that, quick. Very briefly, we did a story, and I don't know who remembers this, but I think it was earlier this year. This guy went to court because his girlfriend was dead, and he told the court that his wiener was so big, she died giving him a BJ. Do you remember this at all?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy just got off scot-free. He was found not guilty of her murder. He was cleared of strangling charges. He claimed his girlfriend a 4-month choked to death on his large penis while performing oral sex in October of 2015. He admitted to killing her, but denied it was deliberate. Meaning, you know, she died, yeah, because my dong is so big, is basically what he said. And his lawyer said in court it was essential for the court to see the man's penis so they would fully understand what he was talking about. And they changed their mind on that after a medical expert testified that choking during the sex act was unlikely. The judge never ruled on the request to make everyone look at his wiener. But anyway, that's the way he thought she died. His lawyers argued there's no way of knowing really how she died because her body was too decomposed. After the assistant state attorney asked why the man didn't call 911 after his girlfriend died, his defense argued that he was embarrassed and humiliated that his girlfriend had died as a result of giving him oral sex. Jury spent 5 hours deliberating before finding him not guilty of second-degree murder. He'd been dating the woman for about 4 months. He was arrested in November after he contacted a defense lawyer, and that's about it. So the guy got off. Basically, they came in, found the woman's decomposing body lying face down on his bed. The local news reported at the time that the body showed no signs of trauma and was, so gross, surrounded by blood and semen stained tissues. So there you go. He got off scot-free with that defense. I just wanted to give you that brief
update. Well, that's a horrible,
it's terrible.
Horrible thing.
Yeah.
But that guy's life is ruined. Not that he had any good life already, but.
No, it's bad. I mean, he was an older guy. Now
everyone he dates, he has to tell.
He was an older guy. I'll put the picture in the chat room.
Do it.
I mean, I feel like it's pretty bullshit.
Here's the whole article. I mean, the updated article. But he's found not guilty. I love how they were, his lawyers were trying to get them to make, you know, to show his dick. Like, you have to see this thing, then you'll agree with us that she choked to death on his wiener. And the judge didn't, you know, they never had to show it, but.
No, he looks like a cocksucker. I don't mean cocksucker. He looks like a jerk.
Yeah. Anybody who doesn't call 911,
yeah,
because they're embarrassed, that is just bullshit.
It's a terrible excuse. I mean, like, yeah. I was humiliated and embarrassed.
Give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
It's a terrible I'd rather have this person die than call.
No, he should be in jail.
Fuck that guy.
How he got off on that, I don't know, so to speak. But keep an eye out. You know, if your grandma's out dating a guy, brings home that guy that looks like that.
Just well, I sure. can tell this guy a mile away. I see these guys.
You see these guys, you're like, that guy's got a huge dick and he'll kill women with it.
No, I don't think he has a huge dick. I think he's just a fucking retard and kills chicks or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I bet he doesn't have a huge dick.
Well, I'm thinking he does because even his lawyers were like, we need to, you know, they were trying to get the judge to let him show it to the jury. Like, you need to take a look at this thing.
But a huge dick's not going to... That's even makes it even harder to choke on.
I don't know. You
can't get it through your mouth.
Listen, I'm just saying they were sitting. I mean, if it was tiny, then you know.
Like if it was a long.
How did he
here's
choke?
Here's the one might choke on. A long, kind of thinner one that's going to go deep and go down in the throat. That you might fucking die on. But a big ass one, chicks can't get their mouth around the fucking thing. This chick's not dead from that. He's pushing her head down and. You know, choking her on shit. He's a violent guy. And you can look in his eyes and see it.
Yeah. XM Malcolm says he looks like one of those watch me shower guys. Yeah, I don't, you know. It's Florida. It's true. Milliam says it's Florida. You can get away with killing brown people. Well, Florida is just
after exactly right. And you can tell this guy which way he votes.
Thomas says... Your Honor and members of the jury, y'all got to check out this hog.
They should have broke out the hog. I mean, even then, it's such a stupid thing. Florida's one of the first states that would get blown up if I had a choice.
I thought it was bad enough that this was the guy's defense. The reason I went back and brought in the update was because it worked. Or at least worked enough where he didn't, you know, he got out of this. So that just goes to show you. Let's see. Let's listen to the angry guy on Delta Airlines. I just wanted to tell people that, like, get into, you know, you can even hear it in their voices when they're on Twitter or anywhere when they get into, like, angry arguments. This is kind of what you sound like. And it almost sounds like this guy's about to cry, too, as he's saying, like, come at me, I'll beat you up. But, you know, at the end of the flight, when everyone stands up in the middle aisle to go leave the plane, and there's all their shit above, you know, they're trying to get their bags out, and it's kind of like a cattle call, and everyone's got to kind of stand there. This is when this guy lost his marbles. And even more, he kind of loses it on a woman, which is doubly as bad. So I'll let you take a listen. This is just the unedited audio. I think you get enough from the audio to kind of tell what's going on with this guy.
You think you can take me? Then you better shut the fuck up. Or what?
You should be reported.
Fucking assholes start rushing people and I can't even get my fucking luggage out. Stop him.
You shoved into him.
I'm trying to get my fucking luggage, and you won't even let me get my shit, and I'm sitting in this fucking row right here.
You tried to shove.
You're behind me.
You had nothing to do with it, and you need to shut up, old man.
You come up here and start some shit with me, motherfucker. Come on.
You tried to shove past him, and you got hit.
You goddamn shove past me again, and you'll get the same fucking thing.
They ask you to let her go. She has 5 minutes to get.
I have a connection to catch, lady.
Shut the fuck up.
I promise you, I'll get him off the fucking plane.
You're the one that's...
There you go. That was on Delta Airlines, and not that it really matters what this guy looks like, but he was the guy with the cock target, shaved sides, a braided ponytail coming out the back, and a baseball cap. Ooh. and a baseball cap. I also like that he threw in a...
See what happens?
In the middle of that. Like, you come at me. You come up here and you...
See what happens?
See what happens. But I'm curious. I'm sure he got detained, but it was at the end of the flight, like, the time to get off. And it was, you know, he was just losing his marbles. But that's what every person that loses their shit sounds like to me. Kind of like that guy. Like, out of it, disoriented, yeah. Kind of fucking, you know. Everyone's looking at you like, settle down, bro. Take it easy. Get out of your head.
No, I have thoughts on it, but it's like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's hard to say what would happen in real life if you're there.
I can tell you what was explained, or what I took out of it. You know how everyone's standing in that line to get off the plane, and it's like one person wide? Someone tried to get around him while he was trying to get his luggage out of the overhead thing.
I'll tell you what, I've been in a few flights even recently. If someone tries to push ahead of, the chairs go out in order. You know, you there's three on each side. Each of those three goes, you wait for them to go before you even start going. And the aisle seats get up first. That's the rule, you know, and there's no pushing past. So unless she says like, hey, I got diarrhea, please help me.
Well, somebody had said this lady has a connection that, you know, that she has to be at in 5 minutes, let her through. And he didn't like that. And so he was like, fuck you, fuck your connection. I'm getting my shit and no one's coming past me. It was sort of one of those, like, someone broke a social rule. But instead of kind of like shrugging it off, he was like, I'm making a statement and I'm going to beat you up if that's what it takes. You know, you don't go around me kind of thing.
Part of me is kind of like, well, I mean, a little bit of kudos for not kudos, but not beat anyone up. But come on, bitch. Wait the fuck back there. You know, she's just trying to get a sandwich.
No, I mean, the flight attendant even said, like, you know. Her plane leaves in 5 minutes. Can we please let this lady off or whatever? But I understand where you're coming from. I don't like, I'm a big social contract guy as well. Like, don't put fucking 20 items in the 15 items or less lane in the fucking supermarket.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All these things.
I'm counting your shit.
But I'm not going to start throwing dogs at somebody that's got 16 items. You know what I mean? I might make a comment, but this is what this guy's doing. He's kind of like...
He didn't punch anybody. He was just talking.
It's hard to see. I mean, you can't see it, of course, because of the thing, but he makes like a move at a lady.
He escalated way beyond what was...
Right. That's the point.
Yeah.
You know, it's... All he does at that point is get himself arrested, which I hope he did. Because no one... You know, he's calling chicks whores and... Yeah, you know, come on.
Yeah, it's over something so little.
Right.
Agreed.
At that point, he's breaking the social contract worse by causing a disruption for every other person on that flight that's behind them that now can't get off because he decided to stop and have a blowout. You know, it would have been gone in 20 more seconds if he had just said, fuck it, okay. I mean, I don't like the guy that cuts in front of me in traffic, like drives to the last second in the on-ramp lane to try and get like four more cars in front of everyone else. Like it really makes a difference. But, I'm not like, you know, shoving that guy to the side of the road and having a fist fight with him. It's like, fuck, I don't like it, but you know, there's a limit of, I might give him a honk or something, or just, you know, you could throw the bird even if you want to be that big, but.
I don't fight people either, but if this guy was in my way, or talking shit to a woman and I'm right there, I might say, hey.
Yeah. Well, that's what was going on. When he starts, you know, when he starts throwing down, like, if you want to come up here, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he's talking to other people that are trying to tell him, like, hey, bro, you know, take it down a notch. And he's the guy that's like, take it, you know, what? That, like, even makes him more mad. So, I don't
know. Yeah, that's weird. Everyone lives in their own little fucking world.
Yeah.
Same with me and my fucking ice whatever, rattling around. You know, it's the same shit, but
yeah.
Or gum chewing. This guy's probably just fucking fed up with people walking forward, you know, with whatever it is or whatever fed him up.
Usually, well, yours, I think, is a little different because that's more like a misophonia thing. But in cases like this, I think it's usually like a combination of his real life situation where nothing's going well for him. And this injustice is like the straw that broke the camel's back. And he lets out suddenly all of his frustrations on this person that really has nothing to do with his other problems. But this is like, you know, I will not stand for this. You know what I mean? Like, this is as far as it goes.
Keep a good eye on anyone with a cock target, first and foremost.
I think that's even the least of it. The shaved head with a ponytail down to the middle of his back, braided, and then a baseball hat on top of that.
A baseball hat. And I think we got Finn on the thing with the baseball hat. Baseball hats are a problem. Baseball. You know, people shouldn't be wearing baseball hats.
Well, it's the shaved sides and the ponytail with a baseball hat combo that kind of made me, you know.
But
was it okay when I wore it to the actual baseball game? Was that okay?
If its sun is in your eyes, you can wear a baseball hat. Which it was. We were in a space where the sun was out. Plus, you have a bald head.
I do. I protect
it. So you have to hide it.
No, I protect it.
Hide it.
Both. I don't really care.
Dude, you put a hat on so you don't have to slather your head with fucking, you know, suntan shit.
Suntan lotion.
Well, not suntan lotion, the other. What's, you know, suntan protector?
Sunblock.
Sunblock.
Yeah, I know.
That shit'll get red. That's the very first thing. You'll have a cherry red head, like, in an hour.
Well, if Jesus didn't take your hair away, maybe you could go out in public. But otherwise, leave it. You know, you get hair plugs. I could give you hair plugs.
No way.
I would pull your little hair follicles out of your back.
That's the worst thing.
And your pubes and put them in your head.
I'd like to see Turd Hat give you hair plugs so you have his hair. That would be, sign me up for that. Your hair on the sides and his hair on top. I think
I'd give you one of my hairs. It would grow like a field of wheat and grain, like a amber waves of grain.
Oh, this is reminding me. I meant to pull, like, I bet I could throw that football over those mountains. Clip. I forgot. Someone send me an email to remind me to pull that for next week.
I don't even have a fucking... I got a haircut today.
Good. All right.
Well, what do you mean? All right.
I don't know.
The leftovers. They took my haircut trimmings and made a pillow for Jesus. Because it was so soft. Fucking... There wasn't a fucking it was like a ducks.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Ducks make blankets with my hair.
What? Ducks make down pillows with your hair.
Turd-head comforter.
Whatever. I'm working that out.
It's getting there. Ducks make blankets.
You want the softest fucking blanket? You get my shit.
Don't make blankets out of...
You never had a down comforter?
This feels like the conversation we had earlier where I'm like, never mind. Just never mind.
You never had a down nothing.
Yeah. Okay. BGS is show titled Duck Hair. Yeah, I was trying to think. Show title, duck blanket, duck hair, duck something. Don't.
Just don't.
Pour myself some more booze after listening to this. Ducks make blankets out of my hair.
You never gone into a duck nest and they got a little blanket? It was made of turd hat hair. Stuffed with it.
Yeah, and stuffed. Like,
God damn, this is soft. How'd they get this goddamn blanket so goddamn soft?
It's great.
Quack, quack.
Let's see. What else we got here? Amber waves of grain. Well, I don't really know how to use this, but I really do have a list of what people got stuck in their butts last year. In 2017, I got everything. I got their ears, nose, throat, wiener, vagina, and rectum. What people got stuck in those places. And again, it's according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database on emergency room visits. Let me give you some examples.
Why don't we start with the vagina?
Okay. We don't need to go through them all. I mean, you know, I think I can figure out what you put in your ears. I'll just blast through this. Scented soap, deodorant lid. This is vagina. This is a report from a patient. Was cleaning self and shower when found a tampon in vagina. Concerned because there was another tampon already in vagina. So she had one in there and found another one. And she's like, when did this... Bro. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've heard of shit like that in high school. That goes on all the time. People this is just this year. Tampons.
Okay. Bottle cap. Penis ring with spikes on it. This is a piece of rusty metal. Silicone balls. Patient states for when you know your husband leaves town. Bike reflector. On period. Bike reflector. On period, inserted non-birth control sponge in vagina so she could swim. Headphones. Hot towel. Was having sexual intercourse with boyfriend when he put phone and money in vagina. She had to go to the hospital. Candlestick. Lollipop. Toy magic wand. And then using massaging urethral vaginal stone balls and the string holding 15 balls together dissolved and could only find 14 balls. So that was in the vagina. Do you want to hear rectum? Damn near killed him.
Yeah.
Golf ball. Ooh. Peanut butter jar in your butt.
Ooh.
Spray bottle. Curtain rod. this is from the patient or from the doctor. Stuck a toy up his rectum because he thought he was constipated.
That's like Eldon.
Get it out of there. This is kind of a combo platter. Toothbrush, toothbrush holder, floss container, mouthwash bottle. Like everything in the bathroom right in the butt. At party, having fun with male friends when one put a shot glass up his rectum. Couldn't get it out. Small wooden knickknack, screwdriver, plastic
which
fork.
Which direction? You know the shot glass?
It doesn't say.
Which direction is worse?
Oh, worse when it goes in.
Bigger.
No.
First.
The open end is worse.
Open end first, yeah, because I think. Isn't there like a suction effect too?
I would think there would be a vacuum if you put it that way. You put it the other way, you might be able to get that out of there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could get a finger into the shot glass and try and get it out. But having fun at a party with male friends when one put a shot glass up his ass.
Well, you put it up in there with the open end first. Then you got a tunnel. You got a thing that's like you're pulling.
Right.
And it's creating a vacuum.
Right.
I think
that's bad. Yeah.
Guess man?
he knows. Where were we? Small wooden knickknack, screwdriver, plastic fork, toy missile, plastic vibrating dildo cannot turn off. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Another man attempted, or whoever, I don't know if it's a man, attempted to dislodge a dildo from his anus using a letter opener. Cigar tube to relieve hemorrhoids, was the report.
Ew.
I like that one because it's like, I know I have to go to the doctor for this. What can I come up with? Listen, it was to relieve my hemorrhoids. That's all it was for. Feeling lonely, used a mascara container in a plastic bag, put it in rectum. Tin cup, hairbrush. Was drinking with friends and got to experimenting. Air freshener container stuck in anus.
You know what sucks? You're like, I'm jamming something in my butt. And then it's stuck. And you're kind of like, well.
Now what?
Do I wait? Maybe someone waited like hours. And then like, I better go drive in.
Actually,
and then
the last one I have, the last one I have is that situation, but I'll get to it in a minute.
Then you got to tell you got to go to the front desk.
What are you here
for? Give your card and what do you got? And I'm like, well, it's something. You got something stuck in my butt.
Million to one shot, doc. Getting up off the toilet, fell down. I had dropped a cigar tube and the motherfucker stood straight up on the floor. I slipped right in the old. Anyway. Marbles, a large bottle of shampoo. It says large.
Like a per plus, like,
yeah, like Costco. a big bottle. This one says sat in bathtub and felt something go into her anus.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I have no idea what it is. How about this one? Cat food can. Think about that one. Think about that one for a minute.
Maybe it's a little one with the plastic lid.
I don't know. I'm just saying. This is real. These are not fake. Bag of oral tobacco. Why would you put that in? I don't know. Maybe that would sneak into prison or something.
Like Red Man.
Yeah, like a bag of chaw.
Dude, it seems like you could almost OD on that if that broke open.
I think you're right, yeah. Water bottle in rectum does this to reduce anxiety. That was for the report.
Yeah, me too.
It helps. These are the last few. 3 AA batteries, 2 AAA batteries, 1 D battery.
Dangerous. And, but which one would you choose, Esther?
That's a good question.
3 AAA, 2 AA, or 1 D?
3 AA, 2. Well, that one's bigger. Yeah. 3 AAs are bigger. 2 AAAs or a D.
I don't know.
Reverse it, though. Say it's 3 AAs or 2 AAAs or a D.
You have to choose. I'm going to do it to you or I'm going to shoot you.
Is it 1 AA at a time?
No, side by side.
I don't know.
Answering just the questions me. That.
Well, fine. If you don't answer, you're going to get my penis.
I think you win with the penis.
I'll take it. Small.
My penis is like it's a quadruple A.
That's smaller than a triple A, yeah. That's like a. What do you take? 3 AAs? No. 2 AAs, 3 AAAs, or a D? You know what? I'd almost take the D because, no, D's pretty big. I'm thinking of a C.
You like the D.
I'm just thinking that, how are you going to get 3 AAAs in there? Side by 3 side.
3 AAAs, no, you don't want them. 2 A's is about the same. A D is whatever. If you lathered up with butter, you could throw a D in there.
Just throw the D in. Get it over with. I want the smallest thing, but I don't want separate things. Kind of. I don't think it matters. Once you're shoving batteries in someone's ass.
That's right.
You know, come on.
What is you're matter? In a different kind of dimension.
Like I'm going to know what the difference. I'm like, oh, those are the AAAs. I'm not going to fucking know.
You know what you don't want is a 9-volt, because that thing will shock you, probably.
You're going to feel that one. Oh, and the very last one I had is, it says, patient said, I have a coin on my ass from a month ago. And I had to come in. It took him a month. He put a coin up there and it didn't never came out. So that was your guy, like, do I go in or not? Well, it's just a coin. But then he went a month without seeing it, and he's like, you know what? I better get in here.
Well, you need to get as well as metal detector guys.
Beep. 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 Yep, still in here.
Come run that thing over my ass.
Can you make sure? Is it still in there? I just watched that part of Jackass, the movie where he shoves a toy car in there and he goes in for an x-ray. It's pretty good. Where he's like, he goes in and it's like, I think they're in Mexico or something because the guy speaks Spanish. And he's like, I need an x-ray. He's like, what happened? He's like, we got drunk last night and now something hurts in there. And he takes the x-ray and he had put the car inside of a condom and tied it shut and shoved it up his own butt. Specifically for this. He goes in there and it shows the guy holding up the x-ray and there's this fucking Matchbox car in there. And he's like, what? So he's like, what's wrong with me? And he's like, do you see that? That is a little car. That's not a part of you. That is not a part of you. He's like, how'd it get in there? I don't remember swallowing that. He's like, you didn't swallow that. Someone put that in there. Someone put that inside of you. And then he's on the phone, like calling a real doctor, and he's talking in Spanish. And then it's got this captions, and he's like, they were all passed out and, you know, having sex with each other, and someone shoved a car in his butt. It was pretty good. That was the guy that I think died, Ryan Dunn or whatever. He was the one that did that. Anyway, this isn't anything too crazy, but it's a guy, it's another Florida guy. The guy that called 911 because he got clams he didn't like. Let me see. Just to get this out of the way.
I want emergency. You call police for a medical.
Hello?
This is 911 emergency. You should call police, fire, medical.
Yes. Can I call for an officer?
I'm sorry, you need what?
I call for an officer because I was just speaking to a dispatcher and I was telling him about Krabby Seafood and I ordered something that it was extremely so small and they charged
okay,
me money.
Okay, I need to call back on a non-emergency line.
Okay, so who do I call?
Let me give you a number. It's 772-287-1122.
Okay, what is that for?
That's for the non-emergency number.
Yeah, but that's for an officer to come?
That's for the non-emergency number for you to make your report, yes.
Okay, but I want somebody to come.
You need to call that number. This is 911 for emergencies. Hang up and call that number, and they will help you.
Okay, 772 what?
287.
287.
1122.
1122. Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, bye. Call police, fire, medical.
I call police.
Okay, sir, you need to call back on the non-emergency line.
I tried that, but I couldn't get through.
No, the line is working fine.
Jesus.
287-1122.
Okay,
right. Because he wouldn't pay his bill because the clams that he ordered were too small at the restaurant. So he's calling the 911. Yeah, Atomos, calling 911 for small portions of clams. That's Florida, just FYI. All right, let's hit this one. I mean, there's not much to say. It was just stupid. How about... This is the newest drug that I know of, and maybe I'm... an old-ass man, but have you ever heard of wasp, Turdat?
No. I was going to make something up where you, like, sting yourself with something.
Yeah. It's a mixture of methamphetamines and crystallized bug spray. Whoever came up with this. This is almost, I mean, this is real, but listen to what the fuck this guy did. This is the newest drug I know of that... I can't remember if this was in Florida or not. Maybe it was, but this is... Don't do this.
This is the end of a wild night, where Lawrence County deputies and EMS are trying to subdue Danny Hollis Jr.
He was out of control.
The 35-year-old is naked, bleeding, and his face is smeared with feces.
He had barbed wire cuts everywhere, blood, manure, You name it, he had it.
Authorities say he's paranoid, confused, under the effects of a powerful drug known as WASP, a combination of meth cut with crystallized bug spray.
What does this combination of meth and bug spray crystallized do to a human being?
Makes him have psychotic episodes.
It all starts earlier that evening at this home on Gimlet Road. It's here that investigators say Hollis breaks in, sits at the family dinner table, then slits his own throat in front of four children. Deputies say Hollis is delusional, thinking that the dog is looking at him.
This family doesn't know him from Adam.
No.
He's butt naked.
Yes.
Breaks into their house.
Yes.
Sits at their dinner table.
Yes.
Four kids and a mom.
Yes.
And cuts his own throat.
He does.
In front of the family.
Yes.
Bleeding. Then he starts banging his head against that glass door.
Yes.
Then he runs upstairs.
Yes.
And jumps out a window.
Yes.
Onto a gazebo.
He does.
And that's just for starters.
That's just the start of it.
Then he takes off across the field.
Yes.
And then what happens?
He climbs up into a tree. When my officers arrive, they can't locate him. He's climbed up into a tree, and during that, he falls from the tree into a barbed wire, which cuts him all to pieces on top of everything else he's got going on.
After racing through a field and smashing his skull on the pavement, deputies and EMS crews are finally able to secure the delusional man.
Why did he do this?
Because he said he wasped, and that's what he called it, from smoking meth with the wasp spray.
So he knew it was in there?
Oh, yeah. He did.
He wanted to smoke this.
Most of them do.
Now, Hollis didn't want to talk to me in jail today, but he spoke to deputies, and basically he told them he doesn't remember any of this stuff. We're live here in the Crime Tracker Center. Let's send it back to you.
Thank you, Andy. Hollis is charged with aggravated burglary, vandalism, and five counts of reckless endangerment. He is currently in the Lawrence County Jail.
I remembered where it was from while I was listening to it. It's actually from Nashville, Tennessee, which is right near where Joe Boo lives.
Up your butt, Joe Boo.
So yeah, Will lives in the bad part of Tennessee, but yeah. This is probably the good part.
There's an awesome part in there where he's just like, and then he did this, and the lady just says, yes. Yes. He sits down at your dinner table. Yes. He slits his own throat. Yes. Then he gets up and goes upstairs. Yes. Then he jumps out the window. Yes. Onto a gazebo. Yes. And that was just the beginning. Yes. That was just the beginning.
Yeah, I think they could have read that differently.
I know.
Someone could have just told the news.
He had this is what they do. I mean, they have to go out there and covered with cuts. Blood. Feces smeared all over his face. Barbed wire. How do you call up your wife after that one? Wake up in jail? Honey? Well, I went on a bit of a bender, you see.
At least nobody's hurt.
I mean, well, the weird part is like, you think when they say he slit his own throat at the dinner table, like he's dead, but apparently he didn't kill himself. I mean, he cut himself, but he thought the dog was looking at him, they said. That dog's looking at me. I won't stand for it. I'm going to cut my own throat, run upstairs, and jump out onto the gazebo. They didn't have tenders, Destin says. No, I don't know what's going on. I just know it's, you know, Nashville.
Well, I've got brain damage.
So. Thought I would mention. It's right from Joe Boo's neck of the woods. Got to that. Last thing I got here to mention was this guy has several women. His girlfriend apparently wanted a baby, you know, like for them to have a baby together. He has a chick on the side who he's already knocked up and had a baby with, maybe multiple. So he brings that baby over to his girlfriend's house, claims he adopted it for her for Christmas, his girlfriend's baby, and tries to sell that shit. You know what I'm saying? Do you follow? Did I explain that well enough?
I think so. I think a lot of things sound like a good idea.
You want to sell that shit?
That's what he's trying to sell her. But she ain't buying. And it's pretty, you know, it's a lot of screaming, but you can hear, you can hear what's going on. The lady does not fall for it. Here.
That baby!
Messing with the fuck. Fuck it,
though. Motherfucking baby in my house.
Playing bro, with I adopted a baby really? For Christmas, you dumbass. Because you said you want that kids, and your stupid ass gonna go fucking scare the baby up, man.
It's almost like a Carlos Green part two in a weird way.
It's like my Christmas. How my Christmas is.
What are you talking about?
It does sound like the guy from the Curb Your Enthusiasm, like yelling at somebody.
I love that she calls him on it immediately and he turns it on her. Like, you told me you wanted to have kids, so I adopted this baby. And then she's just like, whose fucking baby is that? And he's like, I'll just return the baby then. I'll just return it. I'll return the baby. And she's screaming at him like, whose fucking baby is this? What are you talking about? And he's like, at one point, I don't know if you caught it, but he's like, you're upsetting the baby. Like, you're going to get the baby upset. Like, he doesn't give up. He's like not giving in. And he's turned it on her. Like, now all your screaming is going to get the baby upset. And as he's saying this and as she's recording, he picks up the baby and he's walking. You see him like walk down the stairs like he's going outside, and then she turns it off. But it's pretty good. But yeah.
Thank God. Yikes. That was a rough.
Excellent. Malcolm says that isn't half what Carlos Green is. It's true. But I just love the guys like, aha, I have an idea. Like, I've solved it. I've already got kids with this chick. My side chick wants to have kids. I'll bring one of her kids over to here and say I adopted it. And now, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's the best. Whose fucking baby is that? I adopted this baby for Christmas. And then at one point, you hear her say, you brought this whole baby in here. This whole baby.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck are you talking about? Can I listen to it one more time? Is that going to freak people out?
No, I'll listen.
I want to hear it one more time. I'm like, where in the number of the
here it
is. That
baby!
Messing with the fuck. Fuck it, dog. You done fucked the whole
baby. Who's this? Whose baby is this, though?
It's an adopted baby. You fucked the whole
adopted baby. Motherfucker, this baby ain't no motherfucking Christmas gift. You said you wouldn't adopt the whole motherfucking baby.
Christmas, yeah, for Christmas. Man.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You a motherfucking liar. Get your bitch ass out. You and this bitch laying up with a whole baby. A whole baby. Look like a motherfucking flat stick. Your bitch ass body shaped like a motherfucking stick.
Your head
squares. I'm just going to turn
the baby, though.
Motherfucking baby in my house
playing. Bro, I adopted a baby really? For Christmas. For
the whole baby.
You said you want that kid, your stupid ass gonna go fucking scare the baby up, man.
Fuck that baby! I don't give a fuck, bitch ass. Get your snake ass out of here. Yeah, you shape like one and you act like one with your bitch ass. You had a motherfucking baby. Get the fuck out of my house.
X Night Malcolm was the first to point out, I can't believe how stupid it is. How stupid I was. It's ho baby. H-O-E. Ho. Yeah. You brought a hoe baby in here.
It's not a whole baby, as opposed to like a portion of a baby.
Right. That's why I couldn't understand. I'm like, whole baby. She's saying hoe baby. You brought your hoe baby in here. Yeah, she said his head is square, and then she said you got a body like a stick, like a matchstick. Get out of here with your snake ass. Look like a snake, and you act like a snake. Yeah, and then then at one point she says, Jessman says, yeah, she says, fuck that baby and fuck you. I mean, it's not, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny. Whatever. Schadenfreude. Anyway. Oh my God. I think that's everything I had. The busy week this week.
Yeah, I mean, New Year's.
Yeah. You guys do anything?
What are you going to do? Yeah. You going to do something?
I got it. It's my mom's birthday, and I got roped into going.
From New Year's Eve?
Yep. First time in, I couldn't even tell you how long, I got roped into going.
Huh. I'd love to be a fly on the wall on that bitch.
I mean, I'm telling you, dude. It's everyone, you know, she knows that I'm not excited about it. Like, I don't want to do it. But it's kind of like I've gotten out of it so many years. And she, you know, and it was like, for Christmas, will you please come to my birthday? It's all I want. It's like, fuck. Can't get out of it. I can't get out of it.
Maybe you get laid.
I don't think there's going to be anyone in there under 65. Say it again. Maybe you'll get laid.
Yeah.
She's having a big birthday party. Her friends are throwing a birthday party. It's catered and whatever. I mean, but it's not. It also is New Year's, you know, so it's kind of double whatever. So that's this is my nightmare. I've gotten out of it. I mean, I don't know if I've ever had to go. Every year it's been like, well, your birthday's New Year's, so.
Her birthday is on New Year's?
Yep. It's actually 10 minutes after midnight, January 1st. Like,
so New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, but like at, you know, 10 minutes after midnight. She was a New Year's baby. So, who's got a more fucked up thing than me? You know, anybody? Hold your hands up.
Nope.
No. I'll be in bed early.
I want to be in bed early, frankly. I don't want to be out.
I'll probably text you now.
Like when? At midnight?
No, or, like, you know,
as the night goes on, yeah. Go, feel free.
Right.
Text me and say, like, I just cut my leg off. You have to come get me. Or something.
I could call you if you want.
It won't. Like, no, it would be too, you know, she wouldn't buy that. I already said I would, you know, I already said I would go. There's no way I could get out of it. Like, anything. You come up with a way I could get out of it. It's impossible.
Well, you could get, like, you know those, what do you call those when you're in the movies and you're taking gunshots, but a blood packet explodes on your chest?
I think they're squibs. Are they called squibs?
Yeah, squibs.
Get a bunch of some squibs. Of those
and then have someone come in and blast you.
Or just have some firecrackers outside and like pop, 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 and then come in like holding your chest. Oh, God.
Don't think that'll work.
No.
You could try.
She's a nurse.
Yeah, the first thing she would do is just start trying to, you know, put pressure on it, whatever. Like, this is corn syrup. Are you trying to get out of my birthday? No, I just want to fucking, you know what I want to do? I want to be home with my dog and just relax. That's all I want to do. Not that exciting, but it's like, fuck. New Year's Eve is amateur night for drinkers.
It really is. And I've been, you know, not just New Year's, but the holidays and people that decide to drink and drive.
Oh.
You know, leave it to the people that know how to drink and drive. Don't anyone that only drinks and drives once a year, don't do that. That's dangerous. You're going to crash into a pole. You're going to crash into some people. It's all stupid. Just stay home. Everyone chill out. You're not a party animal.
Never mind. This is another never mind. But, no, I'm with you in the sense that this is when you get the people that don't drink that go out and are sweating through their shirt and throwing up in the bar because they can't get out of their chair.
Yeah.
Meat says your plan has Costanza written all over it. The squibs and the... It's true.
Be hilarious if you're at a party and someone's like, pop, 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 and then pop, like pop. Their squibs are blowing up in their chest.
You'd have to go for like a shoulder shot. You can't get shot in the chest and be like, I have to drive myself to the hospital.
I'm okay. I gotta go. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Atomos has got a New Year's birthday too. He says, am I supposed to buy my own birthday cake so my kids can have cake? I think you want to buy, like, whatever you want. Like, stick a candle in a rack of ribs or something if that's your jam. You know what I mean? It's your birthday. It's got to be miserable having a birthday on the holiday. Like, any, you know, Christmas or New Year's or whatever. It's got to be the worst. I don't know. But... I know I'm going to get through it. I'm going to come home and I'm going to say,
thank God. Yikes. That was a rough.
That's going to be my fucking Merry New Year, everybody. That's my jam this year. No one's going to be wishing for New Year's faster than me.
Counting down to the new year.
Merry New Year!
At what point can I, like... I have to wait till midnight, basically, right? And then can I just bounce?
Are you going to try and kiss someone?
Fuck no. I'm going to try and fucking... I got to get out of here.
Because at midnight, everyone's kissing people.
Do you have any, what do you have? Like, you have some, what do people take? Like, do you have a Valium? What can you get me?
I give you whatever you want.
By New Year's.
Some Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me some Wasp. Jump out of the second story window and run through feces and jump into barbed wire. I mean, I love my mom, so I'm going to power through it, but. It's not my first choice. Jasmine says those old people will pass out before midnight. They will not. I'm guarantee you they won't. You don't know how much I want you to be right. I mean, they're going to a person's house that has a dance floor, okay? A dance floor.
I will be in bed by 9:30. Out of spite.
I mean, I want that so bad.
Fuck New Year's is my deal.
I don't need to be in bed by 9:30, but I want to be home. I want to be at home.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to...
Just a non-traditionalist.
Look, I had my fun. I went to San Francisco multiple years.
Yeah, you know, dude.
I've done it all. Come home with someone else's barf on my shoes. You know what I mean? I've done it.
I went to Tahoe and I... South Lake Tahoe and I saw all the guys from that 70s show. Lingering out at the craps tables and shit. I've been in San Francisco and saw dudes get punched.
Yep. I was there the year that they were blasting through the police barriers, and there was basically a riot.
New Year's, where else? You know, Chico's, obviously, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
BGO says, or somebody said, oh, you were saying that that 70 Shows guy, that one guy's now, like, in, like accused of rape. I don't remember his name.
I think it's Masterson.
The guy, yeah. Hyde, the guy with the sunglasses all the time.
You know, I never liked that character. Sunglasses all the time? Get the fuck out of here.
He was supposed to be like the big, I think, because I honestly didn't really watch that show, because I get it.
It's actually pretty good.
Stoners and this and that.
It's not bad. There's some funny shit.
I think I might have watched some of them at the time, but it wasn't like, I think they're, you know, if they're all out there somewhere, I don't seek them out.
But the chicks are all hot, and, you know, everyone's...
Ashton Kutcher married Mila Kunis after all that shit with Demi Moore and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Not about Demi Moore and that guy.
Remember that? Bruce Willis.
That poor bastard.
I mean, he marries Demi Moore, and he's got Bruce Willis as, like, the parents of the kids, you know, all the kids. He's got to go see Bruce Willis every time. And you know Bruce Willis is like, you got to be fucking kidding me with this. You know what I mean? Like,
No, Demi Moore must be great in bed.
Something. She's looked good. I don't know how she looks now, but she looked good, you know, as she aged. But, I mean, she basically did the reverse and married like a 20-something-year-old guy. And whatever. Bruce Willis has got to go to Thanksgiving with fucking Ashton Kutcher sitting at the table. With kids that are basically as old as he is, almost.
Well, yeah.
Meat says, one year this guy and his girlfriend came to our party and really wanted to watch the ball drop, so we put on a YouTube video from the previous year and they totally bought it until the end. That's a power move. Like, put on the ball drop from the previous year and then you don't even notice until everyone's like, happy 2016! Or whatever the fuck.
Dude, I was watching The Ranch too, and it's Hyde, Kelso, and the dads are in there too, like fucking...
Oh, really?
It's all the 70s Show people.
I knew it was the two guys. I knew it was Ashton Kutcher and Hyde, or whatever his real name is. But I didn't know the dads were in it.
I saw the one dad in it. And at least one of the dads and whoever else. And that one redhead's in the prison show.
Orange is the New Black, yeah.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with season one of that. She gets naked, and I'm like, all right.
Dude, she was pretty cute in 70s Show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, they all were. All the women were. And Mila Kunis was crazy young, though, in that. I think she started that show when she was, like, I want to say, like, 15 or something.
Yeah, she lied about her age.
Yeah. Cockabub says, New Year's on BART or Muni as hell in San Francisco. Absolutely.
Dude, people that go out there, you're stuck out there till fucking 2 in the morning. If you're lucky to not get stabbed... The whole thing is a nightmare. I mean, I've been out, you know, who would do that? And the families are doing it.
No, I got lucky because there was a couple years where I had a buddy that lived out there and I was like already set up to crash on the floor. So it's like go to New Year's, come back, you know, pass out. But I've had to do that battle of taking BART back before and it's a shit show. I mean, it is no fun. Fuck all that. I don't want anything. Some dude says Red. That was one of the dads is selling the ranch next door on that show. He's got brain cancer.
That's the one. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Some dude. That was just, is that recent? I don't know.
I know they wrote off Hyde on that show after all this shit. Like he's gone from that now. And I know, I mean, it's weird. It's weird what they're doing. Cause now, I guess they're still doing the last season of the Kevin Spacey one without him or something. So I don't fucking know. It's crazy. But good riddance to those fucks. Jessman says, go ahead.
Oh, I was thinking about Silicon Valley and how TJ Miller left.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, maybe he would have been kicked off because of his shit.
And I was at first bummed because he was kind of the best guy on the show. Like, he was the one guy that wasn't, that didn't really belong and was just sort of, you know, I don't know. I don't have a good comparison. I mean, he would be like the Kramer of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he has nothing to do with really reality. And he's kind of doing his own thing. And it was pretty funny. And then he was gone. I'm like, oh, man, this isn't going to be that good. But, yeah, he might have been gone anyway.
Well, weren't you the one saying that maybe his harassment shit wasn't real?
It started to sound like that because his own long-term girlfriend or wife, I can't remember, came out and said, like, hey, I know the person that's making all these claims, and she's batshit crazy. Like, we've known her for 10 years. She was in love with him, like, in college, and she's a nut. And so I was like, okay, well, it's another woman coming out and saying, like, this lady's nuts. And so then you start believing it. But then, like, more and more, of course, claims came out. And so it's like, okay, well, now what? You know? So it's like, it's one thing when one person comes out and then your own wife says, hey, this, I know this lady, she's crazy, but I don't even know the current status, but I know, like, there was, you know, multiple other people, I guess, that have fired off stuff about him. So I don't fucking know.
I could tell from day one, I don't like that guy. So if that says anything, it's like a dog, you know, when a dog doesn't like a guy, I mean, I could tell that guy is a douchebag.
I mean, I know what you're saying. It's just, you know, can you say that for every guy that they've come, you know, that's happened, this has happened with? Because there's been so many now, and some of them seem like douchebags, and some of them didn't, you know? Some of them are like, what? That guy? Oh, shit.
If you named 100 shows, I could go through and tell you which ones are fucking rapey.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. There's a lot that I was, like, kind of surprised at.
That guy is a kind of a low talent hack.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised at that one. I'm just saying the only reason I wasn't defending the guy, I was just saying his own wife came out and said she knew the chick and that the chick was crazy. So I was like, well, okay, you know, maybe there's something there.
But when I read the,
I
thought I read some of what that happened, and it sounded just like a little bit of a slappy choking, like, you know, rough sex shit.
With him?
Yeah, well, it didn't sound like... It was consensual. Didn't sound like a...
Yeah, you read more than I did. I just remember he got accused, and then his wife, like, defended him, said she knew the chick. BGO says he's up to 4 women now. So there you go. I mean, once you start getting into that territory...
You get into 4 or 5, well, yeah.
I'm not saying... I'm not saying one... I mean, I'm saying one is legit. Like, you know, I don't want to be that guy. I just, you know, it's hard these days because anyone can say anything about anybody and you want to believe the women, but you also, it's like, you know, if there's a guy with a decent amount of money and there is someone who's kind of nutty or crazy and wants to bring that guy down because maybe, you know, she doesn't like him or he was a jerk one time in the line at Starbucks, what's to stop it? You know, it's just scary both ways. But at the same time, you want to hear what every woman has to say, and you don't want to take anything for granted. It's just a really scary time. But, you know,
well,
I'm not afraid to call a dirtbag at all.
More likely is that the men are scumbags.
I agree.
Women don't just make shit up. They do sometimes, okay? Nut job chicks, guaranteed. Right.
That's what his wife made this first woman sound like.
Okay, and maybe one.
So I was sort of not giving her the benefit of the doubt, but just kind of saying, okay, well, I'm not going to just immediately hang this guy because his wife even says this, I know this woman and she's nuts kind of thing.
Yeah, but end of the day, dudes are kind of horny.
Right. Dudes with, you know,
especially, money and power.
The money and power really is where it stems from, too.
A little bit of that.
And they get off on it. Like, they get off on the... That's the weirdest shit, dude. Like, the
Well, they run out of shit to get off on. And then the Weinstein
ones are crazy because he's like, will you watch me shower and shit? And it's like, what? Right. You know, and that's just straight up like, I want to make you look at me naked, which is just fucked. It's all fucked. I don't know. It's just, I didn't mean to get in all this shit. It's just, it's around.
No, dudes are creeps. Honestly, at the end of the day, I mean, you got to protect women.
I feel terrible for anyone. Martha Pye or Destance is having a daughter. It's like, God help you. You know, I mean, if it's a boy, you got to raise your boys to be right. But it's just like, fuck, it's so scary.
My friend Darren has three daughters. Your friend has three daughters.
Yep.
I mean, there's going to be dudes trying to fuck them in a minute.
That's scary.
I guess scary, but
it's just scary for them, you know?
Yeah.
Guys are creeps. And if you're a guy, you know they're creeps. If you're not a creep, you know people that are creeps. I know them. You know them.
Yes. Yes.
Not like call the cops creeps, but like creepy guys, you know?
Yeah, just like, dude, all they do is objectify women.
Right, right, right.
All it is pussy and fucking kind of like, dude. I don't know.
No, guys are gross. Am I hearing myself? What happened over there?
It's on Turdette's. I don't know if he's got speakers.
No, my fucking, the mic.
Do you unplug your thing?
Yeah, I did.
Gotcha.
But it's getting loose.
Yeah, I got one that's kind of like that too. I'm starting to eyeball it like, whoa. You plug it in and it's like you gotta kind of have it set a certain way. I mean, I was saying, hey, boys can rape too, you know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's true. But by and large, I'm more afraid for women. Although it happens. Fuck. It happens
to both sexes. I will take a rape, personally.
In your butt?
No, not in my butt.
But that's what I'm saying. That's, you know, like that.
Oh, no.
That's a rape.
I'd prefer not that, but I guess if I had to sacrifice my butt for someone else, I would.
Thanks, bro. I'll keep that on lock in the back of my head if I ever need it. Someone's about to beat me up. I'll be like, hey. You could rape that guy. He'll take one for the team.
I would take it for the team.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Meow says, worry about everyone's private parts equally. I am worried about that, but men are generally the culprits. Even with other men. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about here. Men are scummy. Not all of them, but let's look around what's going on. It's scary. Anyway. Phone calls, emails.
Yeah.
One of these times, okay. just say no, and then we'll just end the show. Well, nope. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Negative.
Time for email.
Fuck! I will.
So
these nuts.
Time for email and some phone calls here on the Vent Chat Show.
See what happens.
Time for email and some phone calls. I hope that they don't suck.
He's heating up!
Time for email and some phone calls here on the Vent Chat Show.
Huh?
Time for emails and some phone calls. Sauce is a giant dude.
right. Kind of a slow week, but if I didn't mention it before on the live show, we do have a report from Exxon Malcolm about his Secret Santa electric sex toy. I don't know what you call that thing. Electric stimulator? I've not listened to the call, so we will hear it for the first time together. I also have a new outro song from Aubrey T, a.k.a. Bucho. So we don't have a lot to get through, but just one email here. Merry Christmas, Estefan and Turd Hat. This is from Grimrock.
Thank you.
And he says, I have a lot of catching up to do on the podcast, but now that Christmas Day is over, I can finally get on that. Thank you for putting up with my bullshit. I don't care if priests aren't meant to say that word. And thank you for entertaining us all, entertaining all of us dumb as dirt listeners. Whatever you were jingling over the last couple days, I hope they had bells on. Grimrock. Thank you, Grimrock. I hope you had a good Christmas, too. He's our listener in Australia who's a priest. So Christmas is like, you know, it's like tax season for a, what do you call it? Why do I want to say paralegal?
It's accountant.
Accountant, thank you.
CPA.
Yeah. So now he's got that done so he can start catching up. So he's in the mix. So Merry Christmas to you, Grimrock, and things of this nature. I'm looking for Merry New Year. Why did I not? It's right here. It's all with all the New Year things.
Merry New Year!
Happy New Year. In this country, we say Happy New Year.
Just to get through the laugh is what does it.
New Year countdown. New Year's Eve. Party mix. Non-stop. Into the New Year. Counting down to the New Year.
Just to get him in there one more time. I know you don't like it. I don't really like him either, but I like that Swang Tong likes him. And he literally will just burst out into laughter whenever I play those things. So I wanted to get him in there. Like, wherever he is, you know, Seattle area, greater Seattle area, and he's listening to that, either in his car or at home, he just laughed. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I just made him laugh. Let's see. This will get to... Oh. Well, first of all, let's play this. This is another rando call.
Suck my dick.
Thank you for that. Do you think that they listen to this after? Like, they call in and say something, and then they listen?
I don't know.
Because I got your... Because I have your phone number. You know. Area code 423-608-97... Blank, blank. I got your ass. I don't want to sound like the old man, like, get off my lawn, but I got you. You know what I mean? I got you. Feel free to call in, but don't call in and drop an S my D and don't think I don't know your 423-608. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hey. All.
Yeah.
I should pee. I've been holding a pee in.
I just... Okay.
Did you just?
We just started phone calls, emails, and I was like, phone calls, emails. Kind of like, do we want to?
No,
take
but
a
I mean, did you?
Well, that was the time. Yeah, that was the time. Like, kind of like, does anyone need to? I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything, but we know that that's the break time.
Just because I don't know, you know.
8 years, 8 long yards. Well, okay, go pee. I'm not. You know, you gotta go pee. Go pee.
It sounds like you don't want me to.
No, it's fine. Go pee. It's fine.
I can hold fine.
It. No, go pee. Because I don't. Then you're going to be doing the pee-pee dance the rest of the show, and I don't want that either.
Yeah, I can absorb it into my skin.
I don't want your urethra to explode or your bladder to explode or your whatever. Go pee-pee. We'll take a quick break.
Okay.
Perfect timing. Well, I'll take a quick break. Put a marker in. I'll stay with you. I went right before the show, and I can, for some reason, I'm okay with making it. All right, hi, chat room. Jess Man says, stop forcing the show, Fen. Fuck. But you know, right before we do phone calls, emails, that's break time. If we need to have a break. Now you're just trolling. Cockabub says, that was kind of a dox. Well, I didn't give the last two digits. So there's 99, there's 100 different phone numbers it could be. Now the chat room's saying, New Year's Eve, pee-pee break, pee-breaking into the new year. New Year's Eve, potty break. I know you're joking, Jess Man. It's not the first time that suddenly Turdette announced, like, I immediately have to urinate right now. Let's, come on. Cockabub, I wasn't trying to dox the guy. It was mostly just like, you know, FYI, have your phone number. I was debating on calling it back, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not trying to fuck with anybody. I was just sort of hoping that they would listen and they would be like, oh, they would like clench their beehole a little bit. Like, oh shit, he's got the, he knows my, I know, you're just giving me shit too. It's okay.
I'm clenching my beehole.
Do you have to make a big potty?
No, I'm just clenching it.
Actually, it reminds me, well, I'm not going to cut this out because it was brief, but there was the first time that, because I have a doggy door, so when I took that dog to the hotel, I was kind of like in limbo, like, what's going to happen here? Like, I took him out, we got in the car, we went to my aunt's place, blah, 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 all day. You know, took him out a bunch of times. He never deuced. He never made big potty. And I took him out a long time. And eventually it was like, we got back from her house. I took him out a long time. He wouldn't go. And it's like, I give up because we're going back to the room, bro. You know, if you gotta, you know, you gotta drop one. I haven't seen you drop one all day. I got my dog bags, you know, the little bags you can pick up poo with and everything. No dice. So we go back to the room. And I was like, you know, what's going to happen here? Like, I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night to that smell of, like, hot meatloaf in the hotel room. Like, a fresh, you know what I'm talking about? That fresh dog poo smell. It's hard to, you and I were talking about it last week, I think. That scent. It's like a weird odor. Like a shit odor, but something else in there. Or am I going to wake up to him like scratching at the door at like 3 a.m, whatever. Nothing. And I was like, holy shit. And I woke up the next day. He wasn't even like clamoring at the door to get out or anything. Grabbed the leash and I was like, okay, let's go. He dropped the most perfect double tapered shit I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, yeah, dude, he can make it through the night. So I was happy with that. True story. let's see. Where are we here?
Took the like most perfect double tapered shit I've ever had in my life. True story.
Here's Rob App.
Hey, Venture Crew, Rob App 1 here. Just calling in to give everyone a Happy New Year message. Wanted also to promote.
Wait a minute.
We just recorded our cinema.
That reminded me of like, allow myself to introduce myself. There's something in there. Sorry. I'll just play it through now.
Hey, even Jakku Rabbit 1 here. Just calling in to give everyone a Happy New Year message. Wanted also to promote. We just recorded our Cinema Chat Best of 2017 episode where we go over the best and worst movies, a whole bunch of news, and things we want to do for 2018. I want to give a shout-out to my boys in the background there, who've helped me with the show, especially ex-Nat Malcolm and Hadanis and all the other
in the
people
background.
Who've come in and supported the show, like Tabby Man and Just Joshing and Tempe and all the, you know, Turd Hat and Fan and all them guys. I want to throw a shout-out to my other peeps out there, like Alushin and Mighty Chubbs and Susan Sprinkle and Aubrey T. I want to thank you guys all for my support and helping me. Also, I can't forget about Meech. And if I have didn't call out your name, you know, everybody, you know, I can't spend the whole call calling everybody every name, but happy new year, everybody. Thanks for everything we've done in 2017 and look forward to another 2018 of Vent Chat and Cinema Chat. Rob, I've one out.
You're right on that. I want to thank X-Nut, the guys in the background, X-Nut Malcolm, Hananas. Hi, Grimrock. He's in here now. Yeah, X-Nut Malcolm says, that motherfucker. I also would like to wish everyone a happy New Year, and I'd like to thank the guys in the background, Esta and Turd Hat. For making you Rachel. What'd you say, Turnout?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Gee, like, come on. Christmas. I think, I guess Thomas pointed out, at some point he says, another 2018. Gotta love Rob. X-Nut Malcolm, I'd like to thank you for being in the background of Cinema Chat Podcast. X-Nut Malcolm said he's going to hear about that one. Could you imagine? If any of us three, like, came on and was like, I want to thank the guys in the background, Esta and Fen, for their help with, you know, our show this year. I'll tell you this. If that chip chomping isn't the number one clip of your best of 2017, you fucked up. Because that, to me, was the highlight of Cinema Chat Podcast 2017. Rob releasing the show Chomping Chips. God, I wish I could remember what show we played that on. I want to play it so bad. I can't remember what. If anyone can remember what show number that was, please announce it. Because I would love to play it right now. I'm trying to search for it.
I have no idea.
Rob. I don't know how long I want to search for this. But I so want it. Let me see. Also, I think in that mix should be Rob not allowed to see that movie. That, you know, whatever movie.
Yeah, yeah. Fast and Furious, something.
Fast and Furious, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure which one it's on.
Is it Chomping? Did I search for Chomping? Just, it's like, what did I name it? Yeah. I have something called Chomping Chips, but it's from so long ago, I know it's not it. Anyway, forget it. Moving on. $3.95. Maybe? Oh, that's... Okay, hold on. I might know why I didn't find it. Sorry. Just want it so bad. Hate stopping everything, but... Let me look at $3.95. No. $3.96? Okay. One more second. Let me try 396. Oh, yes. Here it is.
If you're listening, the Valerian and Loreline relationship, I didn't understand it whatsoever. Like, are they colleagues or are they lovers? Are they friends or are they you know, subordinate and superior. And they kept trying to have it both ways. But at the same time, I was like, man, this is not really professional if you guys are supposed to be, you know, working together.
My problems with this movie are not few. But my biggest problem, like I said, I was with it for the first 6 or 7 minutes. And then the human characters show up, and I'm immediately disconnected.
Okay, let me play the other one, because this is my absolute favorite. Because Rob gets Brent, X not Malcolm, to talk about Patreon, and then he thinks he's muting, because he wants to talk about Patreon so he can crunch chips.
I couldn't remember his name, and I can't pronounce it whenever I'm looking at it. So
Emily Gordon, among other people, yeah. Yeah,
I apologize if Kunal is listening.
Oh, I'm sure sorry. He is.
I'll do better. So that was number 5. I believe Susan Sprinkle went and saw that. And she said it was beautiful. Well acted. Fantastic movie. That's your Sprinkle review for the week. And, you know, that's the box office, guys.
Here it comes.
Nice. Sweet. Good. Why don't you talk about Patreon for a minute?
Yes. Patreon.com/CinemaChatPodcast. Guys, we don't ask for a lot. In fact, we went over 2 years without asking for anything, really.
There's your Best of Cinema Chat Podcast 2017. Everything else is after that. That would be my headline right there. That would be my headline. God, I love that part where he's like, how can I eat some more chips? I know. I'll have X not Malcolm talk about Patreon. And then you hear the bag rustle and the, oh, so good. I love you both. I love you. Well, all three of you. X not Malcolm's in here, but Hadonis as well. X not Malcolm, Hadonis, Rob App. Yeah, it's great. Okay. So let's see here. This is from Eldon.
Yo, what's up, in chat?
Oh, no.
It's your boy Eldon, a.k.a.
Hold on.
Merry New Year! And I wanted to...
Hold on. I will find this quickly. One second. Damn it. Here it is.
Yo, what's up, Vent Chat? It's your boy Eldon, a.k.a. Merry New Year! And I wanted to call to do something similar to what Martha Pye did years back, where she taught you all how to say Merry Christmas in Polish. Speaking of which, to Martha Pye, and I think Anthony is her husband's name, shout out one time to the little Rybionek. I'm sure you guys will be excellent parents. I'm very happy for you. So, in Russia, like I said on a previous call, they don't celebrate Christmas, actually. They celebrate the New Year instead, because when the Soviet Union came around, instead of celebrating Christmas, a religious holiday, as the like big national holiday, they do the New Year instead. And Christmas for them used to be in January, because they're Greek Orthodox, so they used like the Greek calendar. But anyway, I digress. How you would say it is... if you directly translated it with New Year. So, S Novym Godem. S Novym Godem.
S Novym Godem.
With New Year. It's like Happy New Year. And if you wanted to even double up on it and go really in, like maybe this is what you would say to like someone you really care about. Veselого Нового Года, which means like have a Happy New Year. Veselого Нового Года. Veselого Нового Года. And, yeah, it's crazy. This whole country, like, shuts down for 10 days because everyone in a, you know, white-collar job has the 1st to the 10th off. So, Merry New Year! С Новым Годом! Keep it 100. We out. I can smell my balls through my shorts.
And right back at you.
Merry New Year!
Merry New Year to you. That's one we never pulled a clip of, but I remember Turdat said he hadn't showered in a while. God, that's got to be from like 5-6 years ago.
And he said he could a long time ago.
Smell his balls through his shorts. You remember that?
Well, I'm aware of said things.
Here's Martha Pie showing us how to say Merry New Year in Polish.
Hey, Benchat, this is Martha Pie. I just wanted to teach you another thing in addition to Wesołe Świąt I Bożego Narodzenia. There is Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku, which is Happy New Year. Esther, thank you again for the cookies. They were amazing.
This
I
is
love
from
them. And
previous.
Everybody else should be jealous for not having tried them. And finally, one more easy one. This means goodbye in Polish. Do widzenia.
What was that Pee-wee clip where, remember at the end, she says something in French and he's like, bah, 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 to you. The first one I could get with Esta. Pee-wee Herman, remember? There's like a, I don't know. Never
mind. Okay.
At the end, like.
Yeah, I don't remember.
The French chick he meets, she says something like, au revoir, Pee-wee. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. The first one Alden said I could get. The second one it was like, bodorum, ferrorum, baborum, kaporum. All right.
Yeah, the second one was a little.
That one was tough. One more from Rob App about Black Mirror. We were just talking about this. Turdat saw it already. I haven't seen it. Esta hasn't seen it.
Hey, Vincent Crew, Robert One here. I wanted to let you know that season 4, episode 1 of Black Mirror, I watched it. They just released it yesterday. And episode 1 is the USS Constellation. It's really good to get back into this series, which is like the more modern version of the Twilight Zone kind of deal. It's really interesting, and I really dig it. I just wanted to remind you guys that it was up on Netflix, and it's definitely maybe bring back Let's Watch a Thing, and then if you do, I'll do like an official review on it. Just want to let you know. Love you guys. Happy New Year, and Rob that one out.
I'm actually down for that. For like Let's Watch a Thing, maybe?
Yeah.
You already saw it, Turdat, so you're good to go.
I saw the first one.
That's the one he's talking about.
Well, we could try the second one.
Well, how about, we haven't seen the first one.
Okay, go ahead and do the first one.
I want to see it, because it sounds like it's kind of up my alley. It's like a space thing, right?
It's not that big a deal, but yeah. Go ahead and watch the first one. We'll do it next week.
Okay. I like that. You thought, should I ask you what you thought of it?
Well, that's a stupid thing to say.
I mean, you know, we kind of.
We're going to do it next week.
I know. I just wanted a prequel, maybe.
Well, you're a pre.
Douchebag. Heading you off at the pass.
Thank you.
No,
I won't talk about it.
Fair enough. I'm looking for my thing. I wasn't planning on doing Let's Watch a Thing, but I was going to play it. Here it
is. Let's watch.
Let's watch a thing, Venchat. Let's watch a thing, Venchat. Then we'll see if it sucks. Maybe there will be some yucks with all of you chuckle fucks. Man, this intro really sucks.
Yeah, it's back, Jessman. It's back. Jessman says, Rob wants to thank the guys in the background of VentChat for all the work they've done. Grimrock says, Happy New Year in Japanese. And then there's three long-ass words that I can't say. Can you pronounce those? Anybody?
Yeah, I can. Where is it?
In the chat, Grimrock. That's correct.
Say date.
That's all I can get out of it.
Gah!
And thank you again, Rob, for all thanking all the little people.
I know a lot about movies.
All right, let me see here. All right, now's the time that I've been waiting for. I want to hear about X Now Malcolm's Secret Santa Gift. One more time, quickly explain what it is, Turdette. I haven't listened
to this. What happened was I started Googling cock rings because that's what I heard he's into. That he knows a lot about cock rings. So I was like, well.
Rob knows a lot about movies. X Now Malcolm knows a lot about cock rings.
Well, he said on here that he's done used cock rings and he's a cock ring expert. So I Google up cock rings on Amazon and here comes up a bunch of things. And then I'm scrolling because I don't want the first cock ring I see. You know the better than that.
Right.
Be better than that. So I'm looking through and then here comes this cock ring. It's a double cock ring, but it's electrified. It has a zapper. Okay, but not only that, but it has some butt cheek zappers and some nipple zappers that go along with it. This is the finest orgasm you can have, I think. So, and it was only $20. $24.
From Korea. Like, not on Amazon. From Korea.
And so I bought him that.
Do you remember his call last week where he read the manual? Were you even up for that?
I don't know what you mean by up.
I mean, were you asleep by then? I can't remember.
I was definitely asleep.
Do you want to hear it? Because I feel like it's going to lead into this one. Is that bad?
Whatever helps. Whatever helps.
Okay. I don't think it's bad to play this again because I feel like we're about to hear the answer to, you know, what's going on. Here you go.
Hey guys, it's X Not Malcolm. Wanted to give you a quick update on my Secret Santa. I received my gift.
It was last
came
week.
From the one and only Turd Hat. And it appears to be some sort of electroshock sex toy. Not really sure. He says it's supposed to go on my penis. It looks kind of shady as fuck. But like I said, it's from Korea. So I wanted to read some stuff out of the manual for you. Some really bad Korean to English translation. Here we go. Of this product with low current roll in the sensitive area of the body. Experience the feeling of electric current pulse. Can promote the excitement and pleasure of the body. Is the feeling I never tried before.
Yeah.
Promote muscle activity, increase blood circulation, sensitivity to low population. Has very good effect. Simulation to create completely natural sesame cake with pleasure. In the nipple, the clitoris, vagina, the G-spot, the glands, penis, your breath creates the feeling of sesame cake. Like Felar Silk Rain, Babbling Brooks, can agitate shaking, make you excited, sometimes as high, and sometimes madly, let you don't know in heaven or in hell. Please make full lubrication, not wet conditions, can lead to sharp stimulation, can be complementary with water-soluble lubricant, water, etc. I'll be honest with you, I haven't used it yet. I will use it.
Oh, come
on.
That was last week. That was last week.
But it, like I said before, it looks shady. It's from Korea. I mean, shit, it's probably better made than something here in America. But it looks like it might kill me. So I'll report back. But if you don't hear from me before the New Year's, thank you, first of all, Turd Hat, for the Christmas gift. I really do appreciate it. Very thoughtful. Thank you. Merry New Year. May all of you have a wonderful end to your 2017. Sorry for the long call, but it seemed important at the time. Later, guys.
Okay, so here we are. Now it's this week, and he has called in. I haven't listened to it. I just want to know, do you think he's used it?
Well, I hope so.
Yes.
Yes, Turdette?
Yes. I hope so.
We'll see. Let's see.
Cause I would have used it.
Here we go. I don't know. And for the record, it was getting late in the day and he DM'd me like, hey, can I still get a call in? And I was like, yeah. So it was, you know, maybe he was using it then. Here we go.
Hey guys, X Not Malcolm. Just calling in to let you know, Turdette sex toy, the electroshock Secret Santa gift was finally used.
I loaded those AAAs up. First, slapped it on my shoulder. I thought, this isn't too bad. And then I put it on my fingertips. And holy shit, you turn that bitch up, it really goes. And your fingertips, I found, are some of the most sensitive to it on your whole body. I did use it where Turd hadn't intended it to be used. I will say, there's nothing like a little bit of a, you know, anticipation of electrical shock to give you performance anxiety. So that was I had to like get around that first, but I used it on a low setting and it wasn't too bad. And then Molly told me that I had to try it on the highest setting. So I tried it on the highest setting and I lasted about half a second before I flipped that bitch all the way down to low and ripped that shit off. Ow. Very little pleasure involved in the situation, but it was an experience and there was laughter. It was a good time. Thank you, Turd Hat. Maybe someone else will be into that. And maybe eventually, you know, desensitization. I don't know if that's a word. Desensitizing. I don't know. It hurt. Ow. My legs.
I guess. I don't like that, actually. I know you guys think it's fun, but I don't like that.
I think that's mission accomplished, really.
Yeah, he put it on his penis. What are you going to do? How can I can't ask for anything more than that.
You know what? Let's all thank X Now Malcolm for taking one for the team here. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, first of all...
That's a stand-up guy. I mean,
that's not a bad thing to, you know...
If you told me to take a machine that came from Korea with garbled instructions that blasts electricity and put it on my wiener... You know, that takes some faith. That takes faith.
What you could tell from XM Malcolm is that his life is not that bad, where his wife is down to fucking laugh at his little electroshock dick thing and they can have a good time with it.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing all right. So kudos to you. I wish you would have put those electrodes on her titties or something. Get those on your butt cheeks. I thought you were gonna put one on your taint. But other than that, I thank you for trying out the gift.
He says it in the chat room.
I did a great job.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
But
no, sir, I didn't like it.
When you're doing your right thing, you can't fail.
Yeah. Well, like you said, low setting was okay. Well, he says I didn't say that I didn't like it. Or he didn't say like it. He says, I didn't say that I didn't. Oh! He says, I didn't say that I didn't. She put them on her nipples.
Oh. And there you go. Now we're talking. See, he's got a good little relationship there.
Right afterwards, Meat says, LOL, here we go. You're going to come home one day, and she's going to have that thing like wired up correctly, and she's never going to need you again.
Maybe.
She's going to say, can you, you know. Is there some chores you could do? Atama says, what if one pad was on her and one pad was on him?
Yeah, I think that's what they did.
What about having like a third party controlling the wattage? You know what I mean?
Third like party turns into chaos.
They're not involved in sex. It. They're not involved in sex. They're just like, you know, how about a two? Should I bump it up to three? Three? Two? Four? Seven. Maybe that's too much. She said, XLab Aqua says, she said she was concerned about long-term damage. I would, you know what? I would be concerned about that. That thing came from Korea. The instructions, they couldn't even find a guy to translate the instructions into correct English. Know what I'm saying? I mean, how much time and effort are they spending on safety?
No, it's like that crystal thing that.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite.
The time travel machine. Crystals. Yeah. Take it off. I mean, you know. Yeah, Thomas says, try talking your lady into a third party. Maybe, like, even you just run the wire out the door.
Let's like, just forget the about the third party. I think that
I'm with you,
Malcolm and Molly are doing fine.
I agree.
They got electrodes and shit on them.
Yeah, they got... they got fucking shit on their nipples and their dick, and you know they're running electricity through the house. A Korean sex machine.
A third party, they would be disappointed in the third person.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What? You got nut? What do you got?
They don't need anything from them. They got it down. Yeah. They got a fucking Korean sex machine over there. Meech says you're now microchipped by the Koreans. That whole thing was just to plant like a microchip into your wiener and then enough juice to power it up. Now you're going to be tracked. I love how you're like, well, maybe she's got to put it on her nipples. And he's like, I didn't say we didn't do that. Maybe no,
we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Jessman says the whole experience sounds hot. Yeah, it's a fun little toy.
Come on, Jessman, you little freak.
It's just a. It's a. the only part of it that bothers me is when he read the instructions and they're so garbled. They're talking about sesame cakes and shit. I'm like, really? Like, this doesn't sound, you know.
Bro, I dropped a sesame cake in the shower yesterday.
What was it? Something a C? Dropping a C? I don't know. Never mind. Whatever Meowth said. It just sounded like, you know, safety was not priority one with that thing. Like, you may think you're on a one, but the fucking numbers are in, like, another language, and you're like, am I at a nine or a two or what? Exxon Malcolm says, I didn't have sesame cake.
Jesus take Christ, Exxon Malcolm, you little freak.
Take a C. That's what it was.
Why don't you take a break? Yeah.
That's why it's called.
From your little pervert town. Everyone in here is everyone wondering what the fuck's wrong with you.
This is the greatest part. Why don't you stop shocking your genitals and get your shit together?
Maybe take 10 seconds. Stop fucking electrocuting your dick. And fuck, get back to work.
Well, that's why
podcast everyone's crashing into fucking principal month.
That's why
you can't even get the fucking electrodes off your dick.
That's why Rob's saying you're in the background of your podcast is because you got fucking
he is in the background
electrodes on your dick.
What you call those chicks in the background singers from the Tina Turner? The doo-wop bitches. That's you.
Holy shit. You don't see Rob shocking his dick with Korean sex machines. That's why he's up front.
Rob Abbs got fucking three dildos in his butt, and he's got what's fucked up is Reggie. We gotta figure out what's going on with that
what
guy.
Has he got?
What's he's done? Bob Babs gone with every prostitute in Puerto Rico.
Hedonis has free plane tickets now, so God knows what he's up to.
It's Hedonis is the rogue.
He's also one. He's also background. Rob App One's up front. You know he's up to something.
Listen, it's important to have background people.
Right.
Like Exxon Malcolm.
Yeah, he's important, but he's not primary. Rob's up front, chomping chips. You know, barking out orders, making sure shit goes down. No fucking dick shocking machines from Korea. My call is late, he says. He's like, can I still get a call in? And it's late. And the first thing I thought of was like, he's got that fucking thing on right now. That dick machine. On. He's got that dick shocking machine on right now.
Nobody wants to hear that shit.
All right.
What's okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Tell me, what's
Well, I was going to say we can move to the after show, but I wanted to hear that the background thing again.
Oh, the chip thing?
Well, no, when he calls in, he's like, you got to thank the people in the background.
yeah. Real quick. This is the right time to play it anyway. I won't play through the whole thing.
But... Hey, even Jakub Rabbit 1 here, just calling in to give everyone a Happy New Year.
It's a long pause.
Wanted also to promote, we just recorded our Cinema Chat Best of 2017 episode where we go over the best and worst movies, a whole bunch of news, and things we want to do for 2018. I want to give a shout out to my boys in the background there who've helped me with the show, especially Malcolm and Adonis and all the other people who've come and supported the show, like Dabby Man and Just Joshing and
Dabby Man gets equal billing.
Yeah, you and I get equal billing. Listen to this.
Turd Hat and Fenn and all them guys. Look at
that. I'm right in there.
I want to throw a shout out to my other peeps out there, like Alushin and Mighty Chubbs. And
Mighty Chubbs gets better billing.
I mean, God damn it.
Aubrey T, I want to thank you guys all for my support and helping me. Also,
thank you all for my support.
And if I have didn't call out your name, you know everybody, you know, I can't spend the whole call calling everybody's name. But Happy New Year, everybody! Thanks for everything we've done in 2017, and look forward to another 2018.
Another 2018.
Rob, I've one out.
Yeah, Atomo's got it right. At the end, he says, looking forward to another 2018 of Cinema Chat. Yeah, I love it. I got same billing as basically as Exxon Malcolm and Hedonis. So did you. Want to thank all the people in the background. Exxon Malcolm, Hedonis, Aubrey T, Mighty Chubbs, Dappy Man. So great. I gotta come on here and thank all the background people and throw you guys in with like fucking Meowth and Grimrock and Atomos, Jess Man, Exxon Malcolm, all the background people.
I did put in a lot of background shit.
That's so fucking great. And I wanna hope we have another great 2018, everybody. I mean, I was on one episode this year. So were you, Turdat. So we deserve the same billing as Exxon Malcolm and Hedonis because we've done the same amount of work.
Well, I've done more than Exxon Malcolm. They're about the same as Hedonis.
To be fair, RobBap1 pulled ahead when he did the chip chomping episode. You know what I'm saying?
I can't agree. I don't agree.
He clearly stands head and shoulders above everyone else.
I have to disagree with that.
And as he stands on his pedestal and looks down at the little people, just be happy your name was mentioned among the other little people, like Exxon Malcolm and Hedonis. Oh, I was on last year? Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, you were on this year, and I play Rob's clips this year, so I'm going to call it that. Was that last year?
The chip chomping thing shouldn't be
celebrated.
No, bad.
That's exactly why I celebrate it.
I guess so.
Anyway, all right, let's go to the after show. Oh my gosh.
Thanks for tuning into VinChats. If you want to get in touch with these guys, you'll find them all on Twitter. Finn will be at VinChat. Esta is going to be at VinChat _ Esta. Turd Hat is at Turd Hat 2. Sauce will be at
Overdose of Sauce.
Send them some actual mail at P.O. Box 6654, Concord, California, 94520. Send your emails and audio attachments to VinChat@gmail.com. Call them on Skype, 925-246-2428. That's 925-246-CHAT.
All right. So I got an outro song from Aubrey T here, a.k.a. Bucho. It's called Game Time. And he says, hey, what's good, fellas? Which I need to learn. Hey, what's good, fellas? So my new project is postponed till I get some album art polished up, as well as the cover for a single, courtesy of your boy Meech. It's coming soon enough, though, so keep your eyes out. Anyway, here's a song that won't be on the coming album, but the one after that. What does he say? I'm taking iTunes and Spotify won't get this for 6 months or more type shit. Vent Chat exclusive! And listen, I know some of you chopped Fanny Pack from the show for your own listening pleasure. I get it. I'm great. Says sarcasm. Sorry, he's being sarcastic. But I'm telling you now, if you want a track featured on the show, you can just hit me up on Twitter and I'll get it to you. No need for theft, LOL. So this is, I'm joking. I like RBT, so I'm not trying to fuck with him. But this is Bucho, Game Time. I'm hoping this audio isn't jacked like that one Eldon call, and if it is, I'll play it straight from the download. But Aubrey T, a.k.a. Bucho, Game Time, Vent Chat exclusive, 6 month. What did he say? Yeah, he won't be out for 6 months. So this is from the new album, the one you don't even know about yet, Secret Times. We're out.
Oh, yeah, Bucho. It's Game Time, baby. Step out the car, seeing stars. Look up and see the day's victory. I'm ready for war. I'm ready to go in blasting. 50 caliber teeth, I'm at last when I leave scars. This is how I chill from 96 till infinity. Dropping every day, displaying my little nativity. Lyrics on this world got my own list originally. But the kings are rolling through absolutely invisibly. I'm flipping this, tripping shit, scribble scripts. Fans are saying, cut the net, cut the net. I'm not done yet, I'm an upset. I want one check, I'm a musket. Pull the hammer and I bust that. There's no sunset, cause I don't sleep. Tell me how did I get so fucking deep. Turn the tape deck, I don't make bets. I just win sets, I just bid frets. I just dome foes, you're a limp leg. On the world's head, I'm a big threat. You a small stem, we going toe to toe. But y'all in a cold sweat, going throw for throw. Y'all in the wrong mindset, mindset. Focused, y'all lost. I'm a locust, you're lacrosse. Y'all bogus, I'm a boss. Y'all rodents, I'm the floss. Queen this grill hot and searing. All my teeth glimmers, piercing blind eyes, but advanced mental vision. I'm a place to wager that this verse is the lethality that ends y'all careers. You're without invincibility. Pathetic without skill, y'all fuckers killing me. No matter style or flow, I know y'all are feeling me. Lines I lay down that are your mortality. Binds I design to silence cowardly, please. Signs that reveal my true divinity. Stack the decks, witness my legendary key. It unlocks aftershock, got the shit in gridlock. I'm volcanic rock, you know more than livestock. I'm a peacock and Sherlock. Self-expression was the culprit, Doc.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
There he is. Listen to your boy.
Oh, what? You want me? What?
Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Just real quick. It's very good. I would say better than Jamendo, which means the next level up, but a hair generic near the end, a little like this, you know, kind of generic.
Okay.
But the first half especially was better. The second half was more generic, but overall I would say that's better than most of the things I heard on Jamendo, which means possibly, you know, sellable, I would think.
I'm going to throw down some chat room comments. Let's see. Jessman says, I got to say I love this song. So perfect in that spot. And X9 Malcolm said, I can't wait for the laugh. Jessman said, this lady's a decent rapper. Jessman said, this is the kind of rap I actually enjoy. She's old school. This goes back to the Aubrey T thing. Mitch says, hell yes, solid track. Atomo says, legit. X-Town Malcolm says,
it's a good track.
X-Town Malcolm says, all grown up. He's grown up and he's grown up and he's grown up. Meow says, Turdat's going to hate it.
No. I like it.
No, I thought it was good.
I think he's dialed in his what do you call it? The production.
Yeah.
Dial in your what you're rapping about or whatever, you know.
Everything improves like as we watch him over the years. I'm just sort of, you know, yeah. Like X-Town Malcolm says, he's grown up. He's working on everything, like his timing, his lyrics, his production, all of it. You can watch it ramp up, which is dope. I love hearing that.
Yeah. We wouldn't say that if we wouldn't lie about it.
No.
We've had 100 bands on here.
Yeah.
And fucking, if they're not good, you know, we're kind of like, well, or we'll talk, we'll just move on.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't say anything.
We're not half-assing it.
X-Men says he's found his flow too. Yeah. Now, if you listen to his early stuff compared to now, you can, it's like night and day. I mean, and he's, you know, he's working on everything and you forget how young he is. I mean, he's so young. I mean, think about the time he spent and how much time he has to go, like where this could head. So.
But.
I mean that as a positive.
Don't get your head too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay modest, and focus on getting better.
Yeah. Constantly improving. And I say that saying I liked it. Oh, Jessman says
the same.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, but
Jessman said I've enjoyed most of his songs. I just want to throw that in. Jessman hasn't been here for a long time. He can barely make Saturdays anymore, so I'm trying to read a lot of what he has to say tonight. But yeah, what Turdat said. Keep working, improving.
Just Man barely has two clinks.
Two clinks?
He can't clink two fucking brain cells together. He's all hopped up on crack. What's that drug where you mix a fucking... Oh, yeah. He's all out on wasps. His face is covered with shit.
Face is covered with feces. He's jumping out of second-story windows into barbed wire.
Yeah.
Barbed wire. She said it weird.
Yeah. She, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah. That she said. X-Town Malcolm says, I saw he did some stuff in a legit studio. He bought time. Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know. I didn't catch the whole thing. I just saw not only was he recording in a studio, but there was someone taking pictures of him recording in a studio. So
part of me worries, you know, all artists want is for you to say how great they are. So. Hopefully, you can learn from whatever.
Well, I agree, but I think in his case, it's not how great it is. It he just wants support, and that's a different thing. Like, support is, hey, you got room to grow, but I like where you're heading, and I like what you're doing, and I want to see you succeed. That's support. And it can definitely include constructive criticism, you know. I didn't like this, I like that. You know, here's where my thoughts on it, but at the same time you can't listen to everybody cuz some people are just fucking straight up wrong. So you kind of have to follow your own
you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I would say there's definitely something. And I've never said that. I don't think I've said that about anybody. Maybe Meech a little bit.
I've heard you say it about me.
Maybe Finn.
But yeah, I'm with you on Meech too. Meow says, shit, it's almost 4 a.m. I'm going to go sleeps.
You should sleep, Meow, because you don't have, you know, not yank rap.
Shit. This is rap talk now. Night Meowth.
You're too old. Meowth, you're older than us.
in the rap game.
Oh, what time do you think it is in Estatown? You know, she lives in Providence, Rhode Island. That's where Dumb and Dumber people lived.
Is that right?
Is that really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fucked up then, apparently.
He's like, Providence. I was in Providence.
X-Dub Malcolm just said, fucking background. Background.
Actually, X-Dub Malcolm, let's take it back. Let's talk less, because you are background. And so is your friend.
So is Adonis.
Rob Bapp's in here anytime.
Rob Bapp's front. He's front. Look, he's the lead singer in the band. You're on like bass guitar, maybe keyboards. So,
dude, you're on a fucking cowbell, bitch.
Step it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't come at me like you're a fucking lead singer.
You got a tambourine. You got one of those washboards.
You got a fucking triangle, and you're only on like two songs of the whole album for like a couple dings.
Yeah, Malcolm. Why don't you shut your trap?
Don't try and step up.
Bring your Dennis in here. I'm going to tell him what fucking instrument he's got.
Jess Man says show title background. Not bad either. Yeah, XM Malcolm's not even on the stage. Like, you might be running the boards in the back. Lighting or some shit.
Yeah, he's doing lights. He's good, you know.
Atama's
sandbag up high.
Misspelled it, but he said Rob App is front ground. That's the app. You guys need to make an app called Rob App.
Rob.
There is an app Rob called app. Rob App. It's called
RobCinemaChatPods.com. Yeah. That's what your app's going to be called for your movie reviews. Rob App. Guess what? He owns 100% rights to that.
Just pushed him in the back.
I want to thank the people in the background that helped me. That helped me this year. XL Malcolm, Hadonis, Finn, Esta.
Yeah, though.
Turdat. I'm going to thank all the little people. He fucked me again. Yeah. He tried spelling right, but his phone, his fuck me phone fixed it. I want to thank the people in the background. Let's have another great 2018, everybody.
Dude, you laid into this guy. Bob is going to be, he's going to let out on those hookers.
You know, you know, I love Rob App.
New Year Countdown.
One more. I love Rob App. Bap. How could I not? I love the pause, too. Like, when he first called, there's like a good 2 second. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I got to hear that pause again.
Go ahead.
Just the pause.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Hey, Venture Crew Rapper 1 here, just calling in to give everyone a happy new year.
I don't know why I like that so much. I'm sorry. It's like he knew, but then he... Hold on. Happy new year. X-Dub Malcolm says he's going to feel bad about that, but it'll be talked about on the show. I know he will. That's why I'm laughing so hard, is because... I know it was 100% unintentional, and he had no, you know, there's nothing in his head that was trying to say those words, but that's what came out. And the reason is that was called into the Skype line to our answering machine. You know what I mean? He didn't like record it, play it back, and listen to it.
He doesn't write it down. So no. He just calls it in raw or whatever.
His movie reviews, he records them. And then he does the production and he listens back and he like, sometimes he purposely leaves in, you know, if he says something weird or whatever, just cause I know he knows that he gets the joke. And this one was straight up like, I'm going to call from my cell and leave a message. One shot. You know what I mean? Like one take. And, you know, he got a little verklempt there in the beginning. There was a long pause. And then that probably fucked him up for the rest of the call. So, you know, he meant to say, I want to thank Hedonis and Exxon Malcolm and then all the people in the background. But instead, he said the background part first and threw you guys under the fucking bus head first, which was great. Esther said in chat, nobody puts X not Malcolm in a corner.
I saw that. I was like, but X not Malcolm's in the corner for sure.
So in the corner with his fucking wiener shocker. Was it really a ring? Was one of the parts like a shocker ring? I thought it was just pads.
No, there was two rings that go over the penis shaft.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And then other electrodes that go onto other things. I mean, if someone bought me that, I'd be fucking, you know, be jiggling on the ground right now.
Because when you talked about it, you remember my TENS machine for my back? It's got pads that work like that, but there's no rings involved.
No, no, it's, think Velcro straps.
Okay. Because I was thinking, like, I don't know if you could pay me enough to put my back machine shit on my wiener.
But I thought there was also a rubber ring that goes around, like, say, the crown of the head.
Oh, Christ.
And then it was attached to a metal ball that goes in the hole, like, over the top. God, you know what I'm saying?
Not really, but a little.
Yeah, you get it.
All I know is,
hey, Bob's still in here.
Is he in here?
Yeah, he says he's in here. I don't know.
Alternator is in here. Alternator said, I just woke up from passing out and I'm back. But yeah, earlier X-Men Malcolm said he was procrastinating with it because he was a little afraid of it. And Jessman said he's a brave man.
X-Men Malcolm said he pushed one of those Velcro straps right up the beehole into his prostate. And he Velcroed it onto his prostate ball.
I don't see that in there, but maybe it scrolled past where I was reading.
Nah, it got deleted. He did a thing.
He deleted it.
Yeah, he deleted it. But he said it. Second account.
But next time you see him, you're only going to be able to picture him like with all kinds of wires hanging off of him. Like his butt and his balls and his ding dong and his nipples. Like he's going to look like a fucking, it's coming out of the Matrix. All I know is next time I see him, when I shake his hand, I'm going to wash it after, right after.
He is covered with poop.
He's kidding. Well, that sex machine's coming with him wherever he goes now. Like, not just vacations, but like, it's going to work, you know?
Oh, it's on him right now.
It's in his fucking, he probably got a car adapter for it already. Stuck in traffic. Yeah, he's jacked in, he says. Maybe it's amazing. We don't know. Altinger said, I'd love to try that thing X-Men Malcolm got. He says, I was hoping for a fuck toy, and instead I got trolled by Dappy. I don't even know what Dappy got him, but.
Oh, he got the Pinocchio stuff.
What was it?
He had a puppet. Pinocchio puppet.
Oh, because he's a liar.
And then, I think a book as well.
Okay.
A Pinocchio shit?
I think so.
Nothing wrong with that, Alternator.
Listen, I didn't get anything as exciting, but I have yet to hear from I'll Be Danged. Like, I bought him a starter dildo, and that's the last I've heard of him. And a t-shirt that says...
I'll Be Danged.
Well, his t-shirt says, hey, everybody, I'll Be Danged is here. I haven't heard anything.
How do you even get that? How do you even make that?
I had it made. I had it made and sent to him. And I got him the best starter dildo on Amazon, like, 4,000 five-star ratings kind of thing.
It sounds like a good dildo.
It's the best one. I mean, it's the best one.
It sounds like a good one.
Not a peep out of him. So maybe
come on. Maybe I'll be danged.
Great. Maybe it's great.
Maybe it's the end all.
Jessman says, so many sex toys for Mary Ventchat. It's amazing. Well, I went with one that was goofy and one that I thought he would be into. Eldon sent me a shirt size and I got the shirt made and I sent that to him. And then I sent him the highest rated, you know, it said starter on it.
It's not goofy. Sex is not goofy. Everyone likes sex. People like food. They like water. And they like sex.
Yeah.
And alcohol. You know, and then maybe some other stimulant like TV or video games.
Alternator says, I got a Pinocchio book, really nice actually, and a puppet. So he's but yeah, and then somebody got the Great American Challenge. I wanna say some dude got that?
Yeah.
Now
and
that
you know he's used it.
That is a challenge, as we've talked about on the show.
No, not for some dude. He can take that.
he's right in there.
Yeah.
Rattling it around. He was in here earlier. He's gone.
Well, it's late. It's one here.
Yeah.
It's two in the mountains. Three somewhere else. It's four where Esta is.
No, Esta's at
three.
Three, yeah.
Esta's you're mountain. What? You're mountain time? Or what is that?
Central.
Central. Bunch of freaks in Central time.
Yeah, it was Susan that got some dude the Great American Challenge. I'm glad somebody got it. No one's ever gotten it.
Susan, how much was that? That must have been $50.
I don't think she's in here, but it wasn't cheap, I'm sure. Just based on size. I mean, it's, you know, it's big. Posted a picture of it. I mean, it's not a joke. That'll end you up in the hospital.
No.
Well, some dude's in. some dude, what did you do with that thing? I mean, yeah, he hasn't said shit in 4 hours and suddenly he just pops up.
What does he mean that was a joke? No, he was playing there.
I think he means the Great American. Here, yeah. Let's see, is this it? Jessman?
That's what I wonder, like, you know, there's other people laying around offline just listening.
Yeah, here it is. Jessman linked it. In Canadian dollars, it's $85.
Jesus.
That's Canadian. I don't know what it is in the U.S. Probably $60.
You think Canadian is worth more than American?
Oh, no. It's worth less. That's why in American it would be less. But I don't know the ratio right now. It says, the Great American Challenge is back, and this time it's vibrating. Powered by two torpedoes that will rock your world. Take the challenge. We dare you. And I think the one he got had the double vibrators in it.
What I've always said is, you don't want a girl that has a giant dildo.
No, you don't.
Because then you're like, why do you need me?
Well, I can only be a disappointment. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can't live up to this.
I can't do anything for you. That.
Yeah.
I can make you
breakfast.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll make you food.
Can make you food. Maybe I can get the oil changed in your car, but, you know, I can't.
If you have a big dildo that's vibrating, American Challenge, and
this
you're
is
using it.
Big. It doesn't say, I'm looking for the size. It doesn't say. It just says it's the Great American Challenge Vibrating Jelly Dong from Doc Johnson. Can you take it on? It's a monstrous, gigantic, oversized, humongous jelly dong. This giant realistic dildo has a huge penis-shaped head, enormous balls, with a suction cup base for control. Vertically stacked, extra heavy duty, large bullets vibrating from tip to balls have multi-speed vibrations you control. So there you go. Nowhere does it say how the size.
It's big, I think.
I know it's enormous. Somewhere else we found it one time and it's ridiculous. Oh, okay, here we go. Total length is 15.1 inches. Minus the balls, it's 10.8 inches. And the girth is 12.25 inches.
12 girth?
Yeah, so if you took a tape measure and wrapped it around it, 12.25 inches. Yeah.
And the string, that's 12-inch string. No, imagine holding a string.
12 inches long and making a circle.
Imagine holding a piece of string that's 12 inches. And then wrap it around a tube.
That's how wide it is. Nearly 11 inches long. Width, 3.9 inches. That's like one side to the other, but girth is 12.25.
Because an inch is essentially two fingers.
Good Lord. It's so big, there's two vibrators in it. Like one at the top and one at the bottom. Now that's in my browser history, so thanks for that. 15 inches from balls.
It does matter where you measure from.
Only about 11 inches from the shaft to the top.
Anything over 8, you kind of just
whatever. Thomas says, a regular piece of paper is 8.5 by 11 inches. Wrap it around long ways, and it's bigger than that. Like, it's bigger than that. I have a piece of paper right here.
I don't have any paper.
Take a regular piece of paper, and the long way, the 11.5 inches way. Jesus Christ. You could stick your arm through that. Like, I could take a soda can and it would drop right through. It's way bigger than that.
That's what's in some dude's butt right now. That's why he's not on here.
No, he's on here.
Oh, he said.
Oh, he says, this is what I got from Susan. The Great American Challenge was just a joke. Let me see.
I'm a bitch.
Oh, he got, okay. He got like a mug and some other shit. He didn't get it.
We just did half an hour talking about the rubber challenge.
Maybe he got both. I think he got both. Yeah, he got both.
What do you mean?
It sounds like he got that plus, like he got a mug that says, I love dark elixir, a card. I hope you enjoy the Clash of Clans thing that I could find. If you look in the something, you'll find an extra special gift that Santa helped me procure. I think he got both.
All right.
No, he got both, it sounds like. It's like, you know, that one was quote unquote just a joke. You know what I mean? But it's not a joke. He says, no, I did not get the dildo. Ah. Party's over. Damn it.
It reminds me of this guy. I was on this job site one time, and this guy is like, I talked to the foreman, he hates us. Or whatever. And I'm like, what? The main guy said he hates us? He's like, yeah. And we go back and forth for like what felt like half an hour. And at the end of the thing, he's like, I was kidding. And I'm like, what kind of fucking joke is this?
Yeah.
You just wasted half an hour of my time. I mean, not that you did that some dude, but people are crazy. is all I'm saying. You got to watch out who you're dealing with.
The better thing to do would have just said, I did get the dildo. And just let us go along with her.
Or not. Just say, no, I didn't. I really didn't. From the beginning. Who put that picture of that fucking Great American Challenge up there? Because I saw the rubbery dildo.
I think it was Jess Man. I can't remember now.
Oh, now we're calling the shit on Jess Man?
No, I'm just looking back. Yeah, it was Jess Man. I mean, he put
the initial one.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, on Twitter, I don't know. Yeah.
Some dude?
I don't know. That's where I thought it was.
Because then some dude has that in his house, maybe.
He's like, I already had this. Glad I didn't get it.
I'm glad I didn't get another one.
He says he did say he didn't get it this week and last week. We must have just missed it. Gotcha. Sorry. I apologize, some dude. We didn't mean to rake you over the coals.
Well, what happens is...
In our hearts, we were hoping you did get it, is what we were saying.
We like to take someone, a listener, single them out, and then try and just terrorize them.
Right. Like, Turdat's whole purpose of getting X-Lan Malcolm that gift is so we could call him a, you know, why don't you stop shocking your balls and penis and butthole and pay attention for a minute? Like, we can say that for the rest of our lives now.
I don't think that's true. I was very nice. I thought he did a good job, and his girlfriend seems nice. He's willing to try it on her titties. And I'm happy with everybody.
Yeah. That's why he started calling him Buttercup out of the blue.
Buttercup is a way different thing. X-Men Malcolm has a disgusting habit of trying to fart in his hand and put it on people's eyeballs. Okay, that's way different than this. The sex electroshock dick titty shocker, that's legit. I think you're cool for that. But the Buttercup thing's out of line.
Everyone hates you. Cops. Everyone hates you for Buttercupping all of us in Cincinnati. Turnout woke up with double pink eye one morning.
When I got Buttercupped that day, I called the cops. I said, hey, cops, I got double Buttercupped. And they're like, weird thing was, they had all got double Buttercupped.
The cops showed up and every single one of them had pink eye and they're like, we don't know what's happening here. The whole precinct has got double pink eye.
Yeah, so we went out to barbecue and then we're just like, fuck it.
Eye drops. Yeah, the only one that had eye drops was X, not Malcolm. He kept putting eye drops in his eyes. I went to bed that night, and I was like, God, my pillow smells like farts. What's going on in here?
No, I talked to your girlfriend, Molly, or your wife.
Wife.
And I was like, "What? How does your eyes stay so clean?" And she's like, I have an eye wash station. and it has full of antibiotics. And I was like, well, so every night you just rinse your eyes with antibiotic eye wash? And she said, yes. After I take off the electrical titty pads. So, what I expect is you and BGO to call me later in the week and tell me how I'm an asshole.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Merry New Year.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Jess Man's coming at you hard. Says, Turdak comes up with the best ideas. Toilet wine, piss drinking, prune juice challenge. Ha ha. And we all know that Turdak doesn't have a problem getting it out, shitting in a donut drive-thru.
Well, no, I mean, hey. Toilet wine was fun.
Toilet wine was I was fine with. Toilet wine.
I couldn't drink that. It was like there was fucking flies all over and shit.
No,
mine I drank some.
Mine was legit. Like there was no flies or anything.
Dr. Poop.
Dr. Poop.
Dr. Poop.
I had mine. I had made mine before.
You drank pissed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That one was like, I'll agree to it because I know Esta will never say yes. And then. Because Esta was gone or in the bathroom or I can't remember what, but you asked and you're like, would you do it? I'm like, I'll say yes because in the back of my head, I'm like, there's no way Esta is going to agree to this.
Esta no, I think immediately he went to agrees. Esta first. I think he went to Esta and he was like, all right. And then you were like, no.
Yeah. It's like, I whatever it was in my head, I was thinking, I'm safe on this one because there's no way that Esta is going to say yes to this. And that's just like, he didn't, you know, he wasn't like excited, but he's like, I could see, you know, oh, okay, I could do that. No!
That has to be done.
Chess Man says, Fen drinking piss was the best gagging. Yeah, gagging. Gross. Fresh off the tap. So gross. That over anything else is what people still, you know. Oh, you want to get into the show? You need to listen to episode 50 because they drink their own piss during that one. Like new people to the show. They send them to the piss drinking one. So bad.
Yeah. Early on, we were doing semantics.
Well, that was my.
Done some other shit.
That was my problem with it because then. People would then be like, now on episode 100, you have to eat your own shit. You're going to eat shit. Like, no, we're not eating shit.
That I would never, ever agree to.
Nobody's eating shit.
No. Not eating shit.
We're piss drinkers.
If you beer batter it, maybe. Dip it in ranch.
Don't you agree to that, Esta?
It'd be like a cheese stick.
Don't still you no. agree? Please don't say yes.